Colt 45s as they take on Sacramento NBO. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you, wherever you may be, as the running Colt 45s are set to take the field in their second-to-last game against Sacramento New Baseball Order, winning yesterday's game by a score of 11-3. We're about to have ourselves a last-minute lineup change, as it's been reported that Cooper Thacker has come down with a bug and is not feeling well. And so we are going to get the new change in the starting lineup. And so we're going to have ourselves a new starting lineup with Dusty Vela batting first. At short and then batting second will be Kyle Norton. Batting third will be Hunter Reed at first base, and then batting fourth will be Mason Johnson at third base. Batting fifth will be Giacomo Crosetti in center field for the 45s, and then batting sixth will be Trey Thomas, the designated hitter. Batting seventh will be Patrick Fragoso, who is playing second base, and then batting eighth will be Mackenzie Higuchi, and then Jeremy Giesig batting ninth in left field, with the man out of Melbourne, Australia, 6'4" left-hander, Reese Fairweather, gonna take the mound. And so we're about to have the national anthem, and just unfortunate for Thacker, who has become a fan favorite, really hitting the ball well, and hopefully he will be okay. Definitely a change in the books as well. And so we are honoring America tonight. And so the Reading Lions Club is out helping the players roll out the big flag. Glad to have you along with us. And I'm joined by Tyler Chapman as the weather has cooled off a little bit. How you doing out there, Tyler?
Oh, man, it's been an excellent day. It's been mostly around the house, but it's been fabulous outside.
Yep. So, did you know that on this day, too, in 1941, two of the game's greatest baseball players squared off, at least at the time, in another game, and they played golf? Cy Young and Babe Ruth played each other in a golf match that was televised nationally in 1941, and meanwhile, we are going to stand at attention for the unveiling of the flag. Thank you. We are standing at attention right now, and they have the flag now unveiled, and because we are not in a private box where we can... Flag is unveiled. The flag is being put away. That is the flag that you see that flies along the I-5 that hangs over the freeway. And so tonight is Fan Appreciation Night.
We've got some autographed baseballs from the 2023 Red Bull 45s. And if you weren't aware, it's the first time it came out tonight. They are currently 30-8. And have assured themselves of having the highest winning percentage of any Colt 45's team in history. We have, so we'll be pulling tickets out. We've got like 10 of these balls we made. We also have, we saw the bass back in the apparel booth. We have silent auctioneer for one of the gold and the black bass, and one of the all black bass.
So once again, thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, as we had to deal with a last split second change with Cooper Thacker unavailable tonight due to what is perceived to be as an illness. And so once again, we'll give you the starting lineups. Batting first will be Dusty Vela, the shortstop, and then batting second is Kyle Norton in right field. Batting third is Hunter Reed at first base, and then batting fourth will be Mason Johnson, who goes from designated hitter to third base. Batting fifth will be Giacomo Crisetti in center field. And batting sixth will be Trey Thomas, who is now the designated hitter. And then batting seventh will be Patrick Fregoso, who moves from third to second base. Batting eighth will be Mackenzie Higuchi. And batting ninth is Jeremy Giesig. So once again, glad that we could get all that craziness figured out, and you just never know, Tyler, when things are going to happen on the fly. And, you know, unfortunately, looks like that Thacker's going to be okay, but, you know, just better safe than sorry. And so it allows some of the other ball players to get some work in tonight. Tonight's game is being brought to you by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. Greg has the experience and provides customer service with reliable and affordable pump work. and can handle all of your needs with a wide range of solutions. Call Greg, a guy in a truck, at Greg's Pump Well Service today at 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. Or view the website at gregspump.com. And so the Colt 45 is wearing white jerseys with yellow sleeves and white pants with a pinstripe. Sacramento New Baseball Order wearing their gray uniforms with white sleeves. And so it's always fun, of course, when we talk about, you know, not just the players themselves, but the fans. And we want to give a shout out to young Jackson, who is from Mount Shasta, taking in his first game. Young Jackson drove with his grandparents all the way from Mount Shasta to make it to tonight's ball game. And it's just so, so amazing when you get to watch these young children get to come enjoy this game, really get their first exposure. And this Reading Colt 45 team, it's more than just a team. They are an emblem of Shasta County and for Reading. And you know what? Who knows? Some of these players like Thacker and Bronson Chapel, who went seven innings yesterday, allowing just one run. Some of these guys could end up being in the big leagues, but before they get there, they start at these teams, and you truly get an amazing and intimate fan experience. So the coaches are still meeting with the umpires. Batting first for Sacramento New Baseball Order will be Willie Tatum at third base, and then Ian Hegg batting second at designated hitter. Surreal Haro is batting third in right field, and then batting fourth is Jake Morrell, the first baseman who pitched in yesterday's game. Batting fifth will be Brett Griffiths at shortstop, and then batting sixth will be Duncan Hansen at catcher. Batting seventh will be Wyatt Balke in center field, and then batting eighth will be Tyce Bartlett in left field. And then batting ninth will be Ramon Esparza. And so, both managers separate, and we are about to get underway as the Reading Colt 45s take the field on Fan Appreciation Day. So definitely have to appreciate the fans. You know what was funny? I was actually asking Rick Bassetti about what his first baseball experience was, you know, going to an MLB game, and he turns to me and he says, my first MLB game was when I played for the Philadelphia Phillies. Never went to an Oakland Athletics game, never went to a San Francisco Giants game. But, yep, we got drafted out of Shasta College after playing at Anderson High School. And wouldn't you know, his first big league experience, he was an outfielder for the Phillies. So just amazing to see. And Reese Fairweather is on the mound. So Fairweather, the 6'5" left-hander, going to work, clocked at the mid-80s. And so for Fairweather, going to try to go the distance. Started the season off as mostly a relief pitcher, but he started throwing more strikes, and just a guy who has really showed tremendous improvement in the second half of the season. He enters today's game carrying an earned run average of 5.87, or excuse me, with an ERA of 5.61. with 28 strikeouts. And so for Fairweather, as he deals with a new infield that was originally slated to have Thacker in the game, but with Thacker out, here is Willie Tatum. So here is Fairweather. Looking into Tatum, the first pitch is underway. Fastball taken down and in for ball one. And we have a 1-0 count to Tatum. Tatum entered the game yesterday as a late substitution and played third base, and that's where he is occupied tonight. Fairweather winds and delivers the wild pitch, swung on, grounded to first. Nice hands there by Hunter Reed, dealing with the sun. Scoops it with one hand, touches the back, and there's quickly one away. So, plenty of goodies to give away, too, as the Reading Colt 45s will be auctioning and raffling off some autographed baseballs by the team. Rick Bassetti there on the mic. He is not only the general manager, but he is also the original hype man. Here's the pitch now, taken down and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. So 1-0 to Heck. Fairweather looking in. Fairweather winds and delivers the 1-0 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled away. You still doing good over there, Tyler?
Oh, absolutely. Just doing a little bit of writing.
One ball and one strike. Fairweather looking in. The kid out of Melbourne, the 1-1 pitch. Two-seamer drops on the outside corner for strike two. No balls and two strikes now. Fairweather gets his sign. Looks in. He'll whip and fire the 0-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and a little flare into center field. Going under it, charging is Crescetti. He'll make the catch, and there's two away. So two quick outs for Fairweather. Not only trying to be strikeout heavy, but trying to be efficient with this pitch count as well. And a very good crowd on hand here tonight. We have NASCAR in town, ARCA Racing going on at Anderson Speedway. But we have ourselves a nice packed near sellout crowd here. As the pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike one to Harrow, and the count is 0-1. Fairweather looking in to Harrow, the lefty-on-lefty matchup. Harrow with over 50 stickers on his helmet rolls one up along the third baseline in foul. No balls and two strikes the count. And shout out to the Sandlot Sound Machine for a wonderful rendition of the national anthem. Saxophones. You have the French horn too. 0-2 pitch. Straight fastball. Blows it by Harrow for strike three. And that's the inning. So Reese Fairweather comes in and gets Harrow, who is now officially the beer batter. And beer will be $1 off for the rest of the inning. As the fans get comfortable, no runs, no hits. We head to the bottom of the first inning. It's Sacramento New Baseball Order Zero, the Reading Colt 45s coming up here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. The sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house, so I know you're not home.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Other bathrooms behind the beer and rank rank are. They are well maintained, so don't worry about that.
Bottom of the first inning, and it'll be Dusty Vela to lead things off. Savela, as he'll be facing off against Jason Ravello, as the Colt 45s played Sacramento New Baseball Order 2 weeks ago.
From Chico, California, playing on Regan College, shortstop, number five, Dusty Vela.
And so here is Dusty Vela. From Reedley College, born and raised in Chico and attended Pleasant Valley. Ravello, heel set. Wine and bar, the first pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Ravello living off of his four-seam and two-seam fastball. Ravello, he'll set, wind and deliver. The 0-1 pitch breaks inside at the knees to Vela. Ravello, he'll set. Whips and fires. The 1-1 a little bit outside for ball two. Two balls and one strike to count for the 45s, who got off to a 9-0 lead in the first three innings, and they were helped out by a couple of errors. In fact, they scored on four wild pitches just as the 0-2 pitches swung on and fouled off the helmet of Duncan Hansen. So Duncan Hansen gets his sinuses cleared. He's all right, though. And so we'll do it again here on Fan Appreciation Day. Some of these young children getting their first look at some semi-professionals. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. And there's a high fly ball down the right field line. Hooking and foul. And so for Vela, looking to barrel something up. Has 9 doubles on the year. Still looking for his first home run, but a guy who really knows how to shoot the gaps, turn his hands around on some of those inside fastballs. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on, and a high bouncer to short. Foot races on the throw to first in time. Nice scoop there by Morrell, able to dig out that low throw, and there's one away to bring up Kyle Norton. The pitch to Norton. Straight fastball. That's taken high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And speaking of fan experiences, Kyle Norton said that when he was a young kid, he got to go to spring training in Arizona. 1-0 pitch. Chases a slider that runs a little high, but he went and tried to take a smack at it, and the count is 1-1. So Norton, a little mad at himself, takes a little pace around the catcher, Duncan Hansen. 1-1 pitch delivered away. So he goes to the Giants game in Peoria, Arizona. And they let him say the weather over the microphone. So that's something that he got to do when he was a youngster. 2-1 pitch swung on and fouled away. It's that 4D experience when that ball rackets off the netting and have everybody in the crowd flinching. I mean, you just never know. But good thing is I think this is a pretty well protected net. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Hit hard to the left side. Bobble the throw to first. Not nearly in time. Griffiths has just had himself the absolute dickens with the ground balls just short. And sure enough, the dirt monster of the Tiger Field infield strikes again. Routine grounder. Hit him off the chest, and he just couldn't come up with a clean ground ball in time.
You know, they must be practicing that. The third one this weekend.
That is the first one this weekend. There you go, Norton on the first pitch. He sees pitch is taken for a strike, and Norton steals second without a throw. So if it wasn't trouble enough for Sacramento NBO, you allow an error, and that error that you allow for the base runner to get aboard is Kyle Norton, who leads the team in stolen bases. He now has 26 on the year after that one. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. 0-2 the count. And so, for Rivello, fighting fire with fire, going after the 6'3" Texan, Hunter Reed. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Reed. Straight fastball, swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Reed. A high fastball there. And so for Reed. And with two out, now here is Mason Johnson, who was originally slated to bat fifth in the lineup and play designated hitter, but now he's been thrown in at third base after Cooper Thacker was reported to being either injured or sick. First pitch, swung on, chopped along the third base side, and foul. 0-1 the count. And so for Johnson, who tapes his left forearm around before the game, says it helps him with the grip. And here's the 0-1 pitch. Straight fastball on the outside corner. Four strike, the four seamer. Right there to the outside corner. And so Rivello attacking this Colt 45's lineup here with this fastball. Let's see if Mason can catch him. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That is taken down and away. Another fastball at the dirt. And so one ball and two strikes to count. And if Johnson gets aboard, it'll be Giacomo Crosetti to bat. With Norton at second, Rivello looks at second. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball in the dirt again. Hanson doing a pretty solid job behind home plate. And so for Johnson, who had 0-2, now working with two balls to his favor. Rivello trying to finish off the 45s. He sets. Winds and delivers. There goes Norton. Change out that swung on and missed for strike three. Johnson is tagged out on the drop third. Johnson asking about the strike zone, whether or not he swung at a bad pitch. Nods his head, and that ends the inning. And so for Jason Rivello, who comes into the game, despite an error at short, able to get himself out of trouble. No runs, no hits, a man left at second, two strikeouts for Rivello. And at the end of one, we have no score here from Tiger Field.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Top of the second inning we go, and it'll be Jake Morrell to lead things off, followed by Brett Griffiths and then Duncan Hanson. And so for Morrell, who, not to his own fault necessarily, had some rough defense, two errors committed while he was pitching, trying to do some damage as a left-handed hitter. Here's Fairweather, winds and delivers. First pitch, that's a changeup that is tipped into the glove of Mackenzie Higuchi. First strike, 1-0-1 the count. Fairweather, he'll wind in fire. The 0-1 pitch, swung on, ground ball to second. Nice play, forehanded, the throw to first, on the run across his body. by Vela, and there's one away. Or excuse me, by Fragoso. Nice play by Patrick Fragoso on that roll that was hit well up the middle. He was able to backhand it, though, throw across his body. A fine bit of craftsmanship there from Fragoso, and that will set up Brett Griffiths. Here's the mix. That swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1 the count.
I really do feel like this defense has started to round into shape as the season's gone along.
Oh, well, I feel like with Fragoso, he's definitely been one of the better infielders. Curveball, oh, that is dropped in there for a strike down under for the man out of Melbourne. Little curveball out in front there is Griffiths, 0-2. Fairweather with a big smile on his face. He rocks one. Oh, two hits. That's in the dirt for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Fan Appreciation Day. American flags flying all the way around. Man, this is definitely the place to be in town. 1-2 pitch, straight fastball, swung on, roped into center. But coming on the run is Prisetti, who will make the catch. And there's two away. So for Griffiths, who hits a liner, but ball stayed up just enough for Prisetti to take five steps under and make the grab. And so now here is Duncan Hansen. Duncan Hansen, again, a fan of the old school 1940s look with the Cavs showing out with the Sox. Slider down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Fairweather looking in as the shadows between right field and the infield existing. Delivers a changeup on the outside corner for a strike. Fairweather looks. He'll wind in fire. The 1-1 is just a little bit outside for ball two. So two balls and one strike to count. Fairweather whips the 2-1. Delivered on the outside corner. First strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. No score here. Fairweather looking in. He'll set. Wind in front of the 2-2 is swung on. Little roller to Fragoso. Fragoso scoops it up. Throws the first in time to Reed to get Hansen, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits. Reese Fairweather looking very smooth through two innings. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. No score here on 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. Greg has the experience and provides customers with reliable, affordable pump work and can handle all of your needs with a wide range of solutions. Call Greg, a guy and a truck, at Greg's Pump and Well Service today at 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. Or view the website at gregspump.com.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Daddy liked that too.
No running, Ethan.
Ah, yeah. All right, bottom of the second inning, and here is Giacomo Fassetti coming to bat. He'll be followed by Trey Thomas and then Patrick Fregoso. Here's the pitch swung on and fouled away. 0-1 on the count, and tonight's theme, we're talking about fan experiences that players got to have when they were kids. Well, here is the ultimate fan experience, and this team in 1975 with... Here's the pitch taken on the inside corner. So Bob Anderson, who grew up in Los Angeles, he got to have the ultimate experience. This was back in 1975, and he had a friend by the name of Danny Pallizzotto. Pitch is swung on, ripped up the middle for a base hit, and Crisetti is aboard. And so Giacomo Crisetti with the first base hit of the game. And so Bob was friends with Danny Pallizzotto. And who is Danny Pallizzotto's uncle? None other than the great Sparky Anderson. And so he got a chance to go to a Dodgers game in 1975 featuring the Big Red Machine. I mean, and crazy enough, who was part of that Big Red Machine on that team? None other than Reading native Bill Plummer, in addition to Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, the likes. But yeah, he got to do that when he was a kid. Throw over to first, back on the bag goes Crisetti. And so, yeah, Danny Pallizzotto's mom was the sister of Sparky Anderson. They probably came to the game in Cincinnati Reds gear. I mean,
can't beat that.
No, you can't. Throw over to first, back on the bag. And you know what's even crazier is the fact that Bill Plummer, who is from Reading, was the manager during the first season of Seattle Mariners baseball when Ken Griffey Jr. was a rookie. 2-1 pitch swung on and fouled away. That's going to go into the parking lot. Do we have some damage? No, we do not. The cars were spared this time. So, no balls and two strikes to count for Trey Thomas from Carson City, Nevada. OT pitch swung on, grounded hard into left field for a base hit. Passed Griffiths to second goes Crisetti, and so the Colt 45s string together consecutive base hits to open the second, and that will bring up Patrick Fregoso. And so for Patrick Fregoso, as the bat boy for tonight, Anthony and Caden getting some love. Anthony, the 12-year-old, and Caden, the 10-year-old, and we support all the players on the Colt 45s, both young and old. Here's Ravello. He'll wind and fire. Fregoso showing bunt. Tips one down the third base side and foul. Oh, and won the count. So, 0-1 the count, and again, you know, it's just, I mean, again, for you and me, Tyler, I mean, you've lived in Sacramento and you've gotten to go to Oakland Athletic teams. And for me, being a kid from Los Angeles, I mean, my first MLB game was the first baseball game I ever attended, period. I was 4 years old and it featured Raul Mondesi, Eric Karros. I mean,
oh man,
those were the days. That was back before the Dodger Stadium added those seats. 1-1 pitch swung on, fouled away, tipped to the top of the netting, nearly crawled over. Fregoso trying to get the bunt down, but fails on both attempts, and now he'll have to do it the old-fashioned way. 1-2. Corners are in, no score. Now the corners are taking 5 steps back of the baseline. 1-2 pitch swung on line down the left field line and foul. That's how to play.
I mean, imagine being from a place like Montana or, you know, where you're not going to be able to see, you know, Wyoming, where you're not going to be able to see a major league ball club for thousands of miles.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just, it's crazy to think, but that is why, you know, when these players show out, they're not just putting on a show for the townspeople, but really it's about the kids. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three, a changeup. By Ravello sits down Fragoso, so after Fragoso sees about four fastballs, is out in front, the third strikeout for Ravello. And so for Ravello, having this Colt 45 team off balance a little bit, gave up singles to Thomas and to Crosetti. Here's the pitch. To Higuchi swings and misses for strike one. 0-1 the count. Higuchi going to be attending Union College next year in Kentucky. Ravello, he'll set, look at seconds. 0-1 pitch swung on. That ball is lifted down the first base side and foul out of play. No balls and two strikes and count. Oh, that's fun. See, this is one thing that we get to do, too. Without a press box, we can interact with the fans as we're broadcasting the games. So we're talking with some fans to the left side. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That ball is lined into left field. Moving to his right, making the catch is Bartlett. And there's two away. So for Higuchi, able to make some hard contact, but hit it into the realm of Bartlett. And so now here is Jeremy Giesig, who's Cal State San Bernardino team won its first ever California Collegiate Athletic Association title in baseball and broke 32 records. Giesig was a member of that team. Here's the pitch to Giesig. Straight fastball swung on here. Oh, nice play at first on the bat off the throw to the covering Ravello by Morrell, and that ends the inning. What a play by Jason Morrell. That was not easy as Giesig tried to go the opposite direction, nearly found a hole, took a bad hop, and Morrell was somehow able to snag it. Morrell then fed to Ravello, who was able to beat Giesig to the bag, and that ends the inning, and the Colt 45s are left empty-handed. No runs, two hits, two hard-hit balls, but some good defense being played in game number two by Sacramento New Baseball Order. We're through two innings here at Tiger Field. The Reading Colt 45s and Sacramento New Baseball Order, no score here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. I didn't come alone this time. Ken Griffey swing the crowd to one rhyme. Ken Griffey is a swinger, not a singer, a deaf farm bringer, a home run hitter, but I'm not a dope swinger. For those who try to flex, I'm a quick neck ringer. For those who think the rhyme is wiggity whack, I'm a stinger. The G, the R, the I, the F, the either Y. See, I'm 6'3 and rough, so why try?
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Top of the third inning we go, and it is time for your favorite segment of the day, Chappie's Hot Corner. Tyler, take it away.
Hey, Ethan. So over the summer, we've been talking a little bit about the Colt 45s and the potential for there to be some sort of playoff. Well, I was looking around, and there are a number of college leagues on the West Coast, including, but not limited to, the Bay Area Collegiate League, which the West Coast Kings are a part of, the California Collegiate Leagues, which are the former of the Novato Knicks, the Sunset League, the Golden State League, which the Medford Rogues are a part of, the West Coast League, which the Portland Pickles are a part of, California Prospect League, Pacific International League, which the Seattle Suns are a part of, Pacific Coast Collegiate League, Wild Wild West League, and Southern California League. Hopefully, one of these days we'll play for some for a league championship. Back to you.
2-2 pitch is taken in the dirt for ball three, and it would really be interesting to see what that would look like. But part of the Reading Colt 45's experience, too, is getting to see as many home games as possible and getting to see these players. And if you were to, you know, be a part of the league, you'd have to travel a little bit more. 3-2 pitch. That's a change. Missing just a little high for ball four. And so Balky draws the leadoff walk. So, again, it's all dependent on, you know, well, if you do enter a league, do you then cut down the number of home games? And that's the thing
that's tough.
You know, at least with summer baseball, you're at least trying to take advantage. First pitch, bunted along the third base side. Here's Johnson. Johnson fakes the throw to first, goes the second. He won't have a play. An infield first pitch, bunt single by Chase Bartlett. And so for Sacramento NBO, looking to end its losing streak of four games against the Reading Colt 45s, having been swept here 2 weeks ago. And now here is Ramon Esparza. And so Esparza coming to the bat. Maybe we can see a triple play here.
I love it.
You know, who was it that pulled off the triple play? Was that here's the first pitch, no triple play. That ball is sliced into right center for a base hit, and that's going to get all the way to the wall. In comes Balky, rounding third is Bartlett. He'll slide in head first and score. It's a first pitch, two-run double by Ramon Esparza, and Sacramento NBO leads the Reading Colt 45s 2-0. So, well, looks like we got ourselves a nice battle on our hands tonight. The Colt 45s better start swinging back and start swinging in a hurry. Only down 2-0, but you definitely sense the energy from Sacramento NBO, much different tonight.
Absolutely.
Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on, a little corkscrew to second. Up with it is Fragoso. Fragoso throws the first in time. That takes care of Tatum. To third goes Esparza, and so the Colt 45s with one away. We'll see what they do here. Maybe bring the corners in to try to eliminate the lead runner. The shortstop, Bela, is back, so only the corners are in. First pitch, grounded up along the third base side, and foul to Ian Heck, who flied out to center in his first at bat. Fairweather. He'll set. Wind in fire, the 0-1 pitch. Curveball, that swung on and fouled away. And so it really seems like when Sacramento NBO is reading that first pitch, that's when they have success. When it comes to that second pitch, though, that's really when Fairweather can buckle in and really start to have his fun. Fairweather, the 0-2 pitch. That's bounced on the dirt for ball one. Nice play there by Mackenzie Higuchi. Man, talk about being a wall out there. That ball was thrown in the dirt like he was playing cricket, and he was just able to block that with his chest, come up, and prevent another run from being scored. Nice play from Higuchi.
I'm telling you.
One and two, the 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung on out in front. That ball is hit foul up along the third base side.
We have a good catching group on our club this year.
Yeah, they have. I mean, that's the one thing that you do appreciate about this year's team. I mean, you know, they've had their ups and downs with the infield, but as far as catching between Higuchi, Aguayo, and Cassingham, they've been very good. 1-2 pitch, way upstairs for ball two, and so for Higuchi. Man, he is really doing the job back there, keeping that ball in front. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, a little roller up along the third base side, and again, it's foul. And so for Fairweather, finding himself into a little bit of a rut here, allowing a two-run double to Ramon Esparza, who is now at third. It's 2-0 Sacramento NBO here in the top of the third. 2-2 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball three. And so Sacramento NBO doing their homework. Adjusting this second time around, laying off the curve. Now for Fairweather. Does he challenge with his fastball or does he try another breaking ball? 3-2 pitch. That's a fastball. Swung on, lined into right field. Going back, diving. Oh, what a catch! Did he catch the ball? Did you see a sign? Yes, it was. Out number two. What a play by Kyle Norton. Stretching with every inch of his 6'5" frame and robbing Ian Heck of a base hit in right center. The fly ball allows Ramon Esparza to score, and that makes it 3-0. But what a play from Kyle Norton. That ball was hit over his head to his back shoulder, leaped up, and it looked like he caught it, but we didn't see the signal yet from the umpires yet, but he did make that catch. One ball and no strikes, and now here is tonight's beer batter. Oh boy, we're going to have fun with this group tonight. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That ball is swung on lift along the third base side. Slicing bell. Under it is Johnson. He makes the catch. Nice play from Mason Johnson, snagging the fly ball near the dugout of the Reading Colt 45s. And that ends the inning, but not before Sacramento NBO strikes with 3 runs on a 2-run double by Ramon Esparza and then a sacrifice fly from Ian Heck to score the 3rd run. 3 runs. On 2 hits, nobody left, and we go to the bottom of the 3rd inning. The Reading Colt 45s trail Sacramento New Baseball Order 3-0 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
One coming in, Kiner and Midget Goodell, the Thumper and Mel Parnell, and Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
All right. Bottom of the 3rd inning. The Reading Colt 45s trail Sacramento NBO 3-0. First pitch taken down and inside for ball one. 1 ball and no strikes the count to Dusty Vela. Vela grounded to short his first about. 1-0 is swung on and fouled back.
And foul ball brought
to you by Brown Motors. 1-1 pitch. Change. 2-1. Taken down for ball three. And so for Vela, trying to get aboard, and this Colporty Vibes team, again, trying to finish off the season with three straight wins over an opponent that they've really dominated. 3-1 takes. That's taken inside for ball four. And so for Vela, doing what the Reading Colporty Vibes have done all season long, which is get players on base. Crazy to think. In just under 40 games, they have drawn 259 walks. I mean, that's just wild, actually, yeah.
Play, yeah, it's a play.
258 walks compared to 232 strikeouts.
Man, that's a good eye.
I mean, and again, it's about the coaching for Bob Anderson, teaching this team how to become professional hitters, knowing where the strike zone is and where it isn't. 1-0 throw to first, back on the bag goes Vela. Vela at first with Norton to bat. Here's the 1-0 catch. Norton showing bunt, takes inside for ball two. And so the Colporty Vibes trying to maybe institute some form of small ball. Seen a couple of bunt attempts. Yet, Trey Thomas tried to bunt the 2-0 throw to first. Back on the bag is Vela. Vela from Reed Lee College. Kyle Norton going to be heading back up to the area, relatively speaking, if we want to call Oregon Tech close. That's the nearest four-year university besides, yeah. Actually, no way. I take that back. Here's the 2-0 hits. That's taken away for ball three. So, yeah, you have Southern Oregon and Oregon Tech. Then you have Simpson. Simpson could be a rival of Southern Oregon someday as their football season, their maiden voyage will kick off in the fall. 3-1 pitch that swung on and fouled away, and that's going to go.
Have you been to a Red Raiders, Southern Oregon Red Raiders football game?
No, I have not, but that's because I'm usually covering something on a Saturday night, like a volleyball game or something. I've been definitely wanting to go, and
great atmosphere.
Looks like fun. Here's a 3-2 pitch that's taken for strike three. The throw to second. Not in time, skips into center field, and taking off for third is Vela. Nice heads-up base running for Dusty Vela, who seals second. And then after the ball rolls into center field, did not stop hustling at all, and took third. Norton, meanwhile, is rung up for strike three, so he is 0-2 officially, and now here is Hunter Reed. Ravello winds and fires the pitch to Reed. That is swung on and fouled away. And you can bet your money's worth after striking out to Ravello. He's going to try to really quicken up those hands. Ravello, the 0-1 pitch. Another fastball. That's in the dirt. So the Colporty Vibes trailing 3-0. Vela at third. Ravello, he'll set. Winding by the 1-1. Swung on and a high chopper to short. That's going to score Vela. The throw to first in time. And so for Reed, he's able to do his job. Get some contact and pick up the run batted in. It's 3-1 in favor of Sacramento NBO. And so, with a fresh new deck with two outs, let's see what Mason Johnson can do after striking out in his first at bat.
Mason Johnson.
Here's the pitch to Johnson. That swung on, lined into left field, coming in on the run, and that's going to bounce in front of Bartlett. And Johnson picks up the single, so a nice bit of hitting there from Mason Johnson, able to line one in the direction of Bartlett, and just had enough sink on it to find some fairway. And so, with Johnson aboard, can Crissetti follow him? Crissetti with his group of his dad's fishing buddies listening all the way from Alaska. Here's the pitch that's taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Yeah, you do. I don't know. How do you feel about the adults running? Should adults be told to not run?
I believe if the kids are told not to, the adults should not be able to.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That swung on a miss for strike two. No balls and two strikes two. I do give the ballpark credit. There's plenty of room behind the field for the kids to run around.
Absolutely.
I think I need to bring a basketball maybe for some of these kids if they're just trying to get some energy out, or maybe a wiffle ball bag.
Not a bad idea.
Two kids. That's taken away for ball one. One ball and two strikes. You know, one thing I need to get one of those wiffle ball pads, the ones that sort of stick out and start a wiffle ball league.
Oh, yeah. The wiffle ball is where it's at.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Slider down and away. And so for Ravello. With two strikes trying to take care of Crissetti. Crissetti trying to square something up. As his team trails 3-1. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball into center field, but it's hit right at Volke, who makes the catch, and there's out number 3. And so for Giacomo Crissetti and this Cole 45 team, they've been hitting the ball hard. It's been some hard contact being hit, but only one run to show for it. One run on one hit, a man left, and at the end of three innings, the Reading Cold 45s trail Sacramento NBO 3-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, ACNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. Greg has the experience and provides customers with reliable, affordable pump work and can handle all of your needs with a wide range of solutions. Call Greg, a guy in a truck, at Greg's Pump and Well Service today at 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. Or view the website at gregspump.com. Probably tell you that they played the Pete Rose way. Walk through hell and out of the races. If there's one more game to play.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
One ball, no strikes. We got a beach ball being bounced around. Oh, yes, this definitely reminds me of, oh, nobody better be the party pooper and pop that beach ball. Oh, there we go. There's a mom getting hit, and now the kids are involved. Now, oh, man, it's the game within the game. One and one, the count.
Do they still do that at Dodger Stadium?
Yes, they do that at Dodger Stadium, but then the security people take the ball. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is flied into center field. Plenty of room for Crissetti, who reaches up, makes the catch. Wait, has there been an out signal? The man is standing at second. It looked like there might have been an out on the transfer. No, Crissetti dropped the ball, and we don't have a signal. That was weird. So Grissetti caught the ball, and then as he caught the ball sort of slipped out of his glove. So, but it is a flyout for Jake Morrell, and there's one away. And so for, oh, now it's in. Now the beach ball is into the band. 0-1 first pitch is swung on and fouled away. 0-1 the count. And so that was weird. So Crescetti caught the ball, but then as he tried to transfer it out of his glove to try to throw it, there was no signal at first, but finally there was. So 0-1 the count. Here's Sherweather, the 0-1 pitch, that swung on and hit high into short right field. Going back seven steps is Fragoso, who will make the catch, and there's two away. So, two quick outs for Reese Fairweather, who has allowed three runs. Here's the pitch from Fairweather. Change up. That's delivered on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. The young children are having fun. I'm not sure how some of the village elders are feeling about it. 0-1 pitch, fastball inside. 1-1 the count to Duncan Hansen, who grounded to second. Fairweather, the 1-1 pitch, changeup, swung on and fouled back. That's going to go over home plate. And out of play. One ball and two strikes the count. Fairweather looking in. He'll whip in front by the 1-2 pitch. That is in the dirt. And, oh, looks like security's getting involved with the beach ball.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Come on. Let me have some fun.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Straight fastball. That's taken a little high for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Okay. They're letting the beach ball stay.
Lovely.
It won't cause a concussion, fortunately. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on. Hard ground ball over the head as Fragoso tried to make a leaping effort to try to keep it on the infield, but it bounces over his head and into center for a base hit. So for Fragoso, who almost kind of looked like Michael Jordan trying to dunk from the free throw line, had every bit of his arm and reach out there, but no chance. And so a two-out single from Duncan Hansen brings up Wild Balky, who swings at the first pitch, and it's hit softly into right center. Here's Norton under it, and he'll make the catch for the third out. So for Fairweather, he has settled in after allowing three runs in the third inning. Let's see what the offense can do to try to even things up as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Reading Colt 45s trail Sacramento, new baseball order, 3-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and we are seeing some professional volleyball players out here at this one. You can really tell as the beach ball is being bounced around between the kids. Looks like to try to keep them active. There's definitely a lot more sugar rush than we're noticing in the crowd tonight, for sure. And so here is Trey Thomas as he swings and misses at the curveball for strike one. 0-1 the count. And, you know, apparently the beach balls, and I just thought that this was the Dodger band, that this was just something that was naturally invented, but it actually was invented. The first beach balls that came to a baseball game were actually back in 1962, long before Dodger Stadium was actually built, and the Dodgers were playing at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, where USC plays. And so it was in 1962, somebody just thought, well, we're feeling a little bit sluggish today. Why not just do something to keep it going? And so the beach ball has been a staple of baseball ever since, keeping both young fans and old fans engaged. 1-2 pitch. Oh, Dave's getting involved now. Oh, Dave's keeping the fun. Attaboy. There you go, Dave. Way to keep it going. That is Dave Jewell, the resident heart surgeon / security guard at Mercy Medical Center. Getting it done. Attaboy to Dave. 2-2 of the count to Trey Thomas. The 2-2 pitch. Forcing fastball. Inside corner. It catches for strike three. And down goes Thomas. And so Trey Thomas, wish he had a beach ball to hit as he strikes out in. With one away, here is Patrick Fragoso. And so the beach ball being part of the fan experiences. Oh, there you go.
You know, I've always liked the Oakland drums. I wish that we would have some there. I think the drums are do good at Tiger Field.
Oh, what'd you say?
I said I've always liked the Oakland outfield drums. I feel like that would translate well at Tiger Field, too.
There you go. One and oh pitch, putting smiles on faces. 1-0 is swung on and fouled away. Yeah, you know one thing that I love too is the beer snake in I think that's either in Cincinnati or Milwaukee.
I believe it's Milwaukee. Yeah, the beer snake.
Milwaukee. Yeah, the pitch is swung on, lined into right field for a base hit. Fragoso with his team's third hit of the day. So, yeah, mentioning traditions, the beer snake where, I mean, they've literally gotten a beer snake to go. I think they've gotten it up to, like, 600 cups or something and have it stretch across the concourse.
I saw one at Cubs, the Cubs game that went all the way from the left center field wall to about right field.
Oh, man, that's impressive. So now let me ask you this. If you put holes in that thing and somebody poured beer in it and you're on the other side on the receiving end, would you drink that beer from those cups?
Oh, man, it depends on how many beers I've already had, Ethan.
Oh, it was my turn. They took it from me. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, grounder up along the third base side, and that is in foul territory.
You'd have to not think about all the mouths that have been
so
there.
So one ball and one strike, and here's where the delegating among the children begins. Who gets to hit it, and who gets to hit the lucky ball? Well, let's see if that ball can turn out to be a turn of good fortune for the 45s as they trail Sacramento new baseball order 3-1. Throw to first, back on the bag goes Fragoso. Oh, now Mr. Fabulous is getting involved. Now he's saying, okay, let's take it to the right side. Pitches inside for ball two. The throw to first, not in time. So it seems like we have a very dense crowd. It almost, we're going from the third base side to the first base side. You have the Yankee one. It's kind of slowly progresses and gets a little bit older. So I guess they're bringing the beach ball back to the third base side. 2-1 pitch is inside for ball three to Mackenzie Higuchi, and the count is 3-1. And so for Higuchi, who is a home run away from tying up this ball game here at historic Tiger Field. Fregoso at first, creeping off the bag. There he goes. Fastball is taken inside and low for ball four. And so the Reading Colt 45s with runners at first and second. That beach ball could maybe be providing a little bit of a distraction for Jason Rivello. I mean, for you, Tyler, you're a pitcher. Would you be distracted if you saw if there was a beach ball in the background while you're trying to throw to the batters?
Absolutely, for one or two pitches, it would go away after the first pitch or two. But yeah, it would distract me for a little bit.
That's fair. The pitch from Rivello to Giesig. There it is, swung on and fouled away.
I will tell you one thing, Ethan. Those playoff basketball games where they have those white things behind the free throw line, I'm a good free throw shooter, but I would miss a couple for sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
You know one, I mean, I'm decent at basketball. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on. Whoa, hard ground ball out the middle. Speared at second. The throw to first. Not in time. That ball is going to trickle to the dugout. In the score is Fregoso. And it's 3-2 now in favor of Sacramento NBO. And so for Ramon Esparza, who is able to touch second, but then the throw to first got away from him.
Calling that one an error.
So, definitely going to go as an error. A fielder's choice and an error at the same time. So, E4, F4. And so, it's 3-2. The Colt 45's trail. And so, with the top of the order, here is Dusty Vela. So Vela, who is 0-for-1 with a walk. Oh, wow. They hit that beach ball so much that it deflated. Now the kids are trying to revive the beach ball like they're trying to bring Frankenstein back to life. That's going to take a lot of lung power. Here's the pitch taken down and away for ball one. One ball and no strike. Boy, this young man's cheeks, they're the color of a maraschino cherry. That's a lot of effort.
Was that a Mr. Fabulous thing? Did he bring that?
The pitch is taken out on the outside corner. First strike one. The throw to second in time. Catches the ceiling. Giesig, and that ends the inning. Giesig thought he had the base stolen, but a strong throw from Duncan Hansen to Brett Griffith, and Giesig is caught stealing. So the Colt 45s, though, able to pick up a run after a one-out single by Patrick Fregoso, and then Giesig on contact, able to bring him home. One run on one hit. Nobody left. And at the end of four innings, the Reading Colt 45s trails Sacramento New Baseball Order 3-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, ACNR.
Nolan Ryan, he's a hero to us all. Nolan Ryan, he stands straight, he stands tall. He don't mess around, boys. He just throws a mean fastball.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Owen won the count as Wyatt Bulkey is leading things off. 0-1 pitch, that's taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Talking about the beach ball, since there's a beach ball being batted around right now. And apparently, it was actually started in 1962 by the Dodgers at the request of Danny Goodman, who was the team's director of concessions. Thought about selling them, and you know, they've sort of become a staple, not just at Dodgers games, but at MLB games in general. So now, here is Ramon Esparza. The pitch to Esparza, that's taken a little high for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count.
Speaking of ballpark traditions, do you know what franchise started the wave?
That's got to be one of the oldest bits of tradition. I'm going to go on a limb and say the Yankees.
Oh, the Yankees were involved, but it was my Oakland A's against the Yankees in the Game 3 of the ALCS in 1981 where it started. Yeah, you were close, though. The Yankees were involved.
There we go. I finally got a chance to touch the beach ball. Ah, my day has been made. Here we go. I touched the ball. Finally got it out of my system.
You had to do it. I would have done it, too.
Here's the 2-1 pitch, taken inside for ball three. Remember that movie, The Replacements, and he actually is now the producer for the Avengers movies. Here's the 3-1, and I'm not talking about Kevin Feige. Pitch is taken a little high for ball four.
Scores and drops one. Winning for the plate. Third baseman, number 14, winning team.
Down that way, last I seen.
So, meanwhile, still trying to find the beach ball. Now here's the pitch, swung on and fouled away to Tatum, and that's going to go into the crowd. Owen won the counts to Tatum. There we go. That's his name, John Favreau. So John Favreau, yeah. So who directed Iron Man? Remember that scene where he's playing Danny Bateman and he's like, "I got the ball."
Yeah.
He was with and he was with Gene Hackman. That's like one of those like funny small characters, but you just remember him. Kind of like when Terry Crews played Cheeseburger Eddie. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That swung on and driven high. And deep into right, into left center, going back, though, is Crescenti. Plenty of room to work with. Makes the catch, and there's two away.
Speaking of Terry Crews, he was a Carolina Panther, I believe, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he was.
Yeah, for a very short time. I think The Rock even played in the NFL, too, if I don't remember correctly.
And so now, here is Ian Heck. Two outs. Here's Norton. Fairweather. Norton's in Trey Field. Throw over to first, back on the bag. Goes as far as the here's Fairweather, the pitch snaps to the outside corner for a strike. Little change up there. So for the Reading Colt 45s, trailing 3-2. And again, on this day in 1941, Ty Cobb and Babe Ruth played each other in a golf match. Could you imagine what?
I imagine that
there, man. I mean, this celebrity golf thing has been going on for quite a long time.
I can better take a guess that Cy Young won that.
Yes, he did.
Oh, did he? I just guessed. I feel like he's a better athlete than Babe Ruth was.
1-1 pitch. Lifted along the first base side, and that is foul out of play. Oh, wow. That almost hit a guy who was biking. I don't even know if he even saw the ball. There's a gentleman just biking around in circles near the ballpark, and he nearly got domed with the foul ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes with 2 out. There goes the runner. Change up is swung on. Lifted into shallow right field. On the dead run is Norton. Plenty of speed, though, for him. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Kyle Norton. Man, he is so fast and so long. And so he can just travel at easy distances and turn some of those bloop singles into regular fly ball outs. No runs, no hits. Reese Fairweather continuing to work through 5. Let's see if his offense can pick him up. We go to the bottom of the 5th inning. The Colt 45s trail Sacramento New Baseball Order 3-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Bottom of the 5th inning in the Colt 45s trying to rally after trailing 3-0 in the 3rd inning, scored 1 in the bottom of the 3rd and 1 in the bottom of the 4th, and now here we are halfway home in the bottom of the 5th in the second to last game. And again, just such an amazing experience here at historic Tiger Field, the once home of the Reading Browns that were the far west affiliate of the St. Louis Browns. 1-0 pitch, swung on, and there's a high fly ball into deep left field. Going back on the edge of the grass and making the catch is Tyce Bartlett, and there's one away. And so for Dusty Vela, able to give the ball a ride, but not far enough, so he is 0-2, and now here is Kyle Norton, who is 0-2, reached on an error at short, and took out his last at bat.
You know, I did not know Oroville had a far west ball club.
Yeah.
Oroville Red Sox.
Yeah, the Oroville Red Sox. I mean, it's been so interesting to see how, I mean, baseball, it is, this sport is for everybody, and it is for the kids that are living in Chicago and Los Angeles, but it's also for the kids who are, you know, just miles upon miles away from any big league ballpark. 1-1 pitch taken inside for ball two. And you know what? It's this sport that just, that draws people together. I mean, so many instances where you'll go to a game and you'll just meet people that you'll never have ever expected. 2-1 pitch, that's taken high and away for ball three. 3 balls and 1 strike. And it's important, and you know what? It provides inspiration not just for our ball players, but for the people that use sports as a way to teach the lessons of life. 3-1 pitch. And now we're going to have a discussion. As Sacramento NBO coach Todd Conroy goes out and talks to his pitcher Rivello. So with one out, 3-1, the count to Kyle Norton. As Conroy retreats back to the dugout, 3-1 pitch swung on and grounded at the plate.
And foul ball brought to you by Jack's Grill. Institution downtown.
3 balls and 2 strikes to count. Here's the pitch taken all outside for ball four. And so for Norton, who is aboard for the second time today. And now here is Hunter Reed.
Yeah, I've got a really nice equipment bag here for anyone who's holding ticket 03137. If you can 03137.
Speaking of big leaguers that have come to Reading on occasion, Jose Canseco. Did you know that Jose Canseco has played at Tiger Field? So the story goes is that he was playing semi-professional baseball in Yuma. Grounder to short, bobbled, and there won't be a play. Oh, boy. Brett Griffiths having himself a bad night, but then Kyle Norton trying to take third, and he is out. Not sure what Kyle Norton was thinking there. And meanwhile, now for Bob Anderson, he is going to go out and talk, and I believe he is arguing that there was interference as Norton tried to round second and try to take third. There was definitely some contact made between Norton and Tatum, and so for Bob, he's trying to take care of things right now. Very heated. The aggressive base running for Norton. Not getting off this time. And Bob Anderson with a very disgusted look on his face, and he will retreat back to the dugout. The Colt 45s do have the tying run on base, though, in Reed. Pitching it way inside for ball one. Oh, boy. Looks, man, Johnson nearly got himself an inside shave on that one. 1 ball and 0 strikes to count. At first is Reed. Does he try to put his wheels in action? No, he does not. Taken down and away for ball two. 2 balls and 0 strikes to count. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Reed fakes like he's going to go. Pitch is high. The throw back to first. Too late. And so for Reed, trying to give Riviello something to think about. 3 balls and 0 strikes. The beach ball has officially been put away. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That's taken high for ball four. And so Johnson is aboard with a walk. reaches base for the second time today. And now, here's Giacomo Crosetti. And so, Crosetti. Yep, oh, there's the beach ball. And for Giacomo Crosetti, with two outs, can he help give the Colt 45s the lead? The pitch to Crosetti. That's a fastball in the inside corner that runs inside for a strike, 0-1. At second is Reed, in at first is Johnson. 1-0 kid bounces in the dirt for ball one. Skips by the catcher into third goes Reed. To second goes Johnson. One ball, one strike, two outs. Bottom of the fifth inning. And now, with the tying run at third and the go-ahead run at second, can Crosetti come through? Ravello, the 1-1 pitch, swung on, lifted down the right field line, and foul. That is out of play. One ball, two strikes, two out. 1-2. Fastball inside for ball two. A little bit too tight around the hips of Crosetti. 2-2. Infield back. Ravello sets. The 2-2 pitch, fastball swing, and there's a high fly ball into deep right center. Back it goes to the wall, and it's off the wall. In comes Reed. In comes Johnson. And now for Crosetti, he's caught into a pickle, overran the batter at second, and an absolutely distraught Rick Bassetti cannot believe that Hunter Reed overran the base and ran himself into the third out. Oh, that was comedy. First the two runs that come across for the high, and then for Crosetti, who gets tagged out, getting caught between the bases. And so for Giacomo Crosetti, though, he is able to get the job done. We will definitely be looking at this glass of milk very half full. A two-run double by Giacomo Crosetti that brings in Johnson and Hunter Reed. And the Colt 45s now lead 4-3. So Crosetti with the go-ahead double that brings home two runs on two hits. Nobody left. And at the end of five innings, the running Colt 45s leads Sacramento New Baseball Order 4-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Right. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie, say hey,
say who,
swing it at the plate, say hey,
say who,
say Willie, that giant kid is great.
Greg's Pump and Well Service, quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Bob Anderson still arguing about something in the top of the sixth inning. and he is heated. And now will Bob be ejected? I don't think they're going to throw him out. He is still arguing. And now the fans are starting to yell at the umpires. We're going to try to get a closer look as to what's going on here. Bob Anderson is still very distraught.
He was calling
the box.
A couple outs. We're upset about it.
Well, there we go. There we have it. So top of the sixth inning. It's good. Man, we gotta get Bob Anderson mic'd up next year. So that was what the issue was over. So Bob was arguing the fact that the Sacramento NBO pitchers were balking. And so that's what led to the frustration. And then there were some choice words being shared between Bob and the third base umpire, Dickie Hummy. And so Hummy and Anderson not being chummy at all. Here we are, 3-0 the count as we are in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. Here's Ryan Davis. The pitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Surreal Harrow. Tonight's beer batter. Here's Davis. He'll wind in by the 3-2 pitch. Fastball inside corner. First strike 3, and down goes Harrow. Harrow thought he had ball 4. And so it's not the Colbert-y. The Colbert-y Vibes aren't the only team frustrated. As Bob Eustis has an argument with Harrow, and meanwhile for Harrow, who rewards the fans with discount beer. 1 out. Here's the pitch. There's a swing. And a high drive into deep right field. Jake Morrell, that flips, and watches it go out of the ball yard for a home run. An absolute no doubter. Boy, Jake Morrell, on the first pitch he sees, unloads on a fastball, flips the bat, does a little power stomp at home plate, and now we're tied up at 4. So things start to get a little heated now here, Tyler. This is something different that we haven't seen before. Some good old-fashioned competition and some heatedness between the two teams, and now Davis delivers away for ball 1.
Yeah, no, they're not going out this weekend without a fight, for sure.
The 1-0 to Griffiths. That's a curveball in the outside corner for a strike. Here's the 1-1. Fastball swung on, grounded to short. Up with it. The throw to first. A little high, but a grab there by Reed, and there's 2 away. So, for Vela, able to take care of Griffiths, and now with 2 outs, here's Duncan Hansen. Davis. He'll wind and fire the pitch. That's a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and lifted into shallow right field. Under it is Norton. He'll make the catch, and that ends the inning. So Jake Morrell, though, unloads with a first pitch shot over the right center wall. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into the bottom of the second with a ball game. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Colt 45s and Sacramento New Baseball Order tied up at 4.
I had a plan with a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speed ball by you, make you look like a fool boy. Saw him the other night at this roadside bar. I was walking in.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Bottom of the sixth inning, plenty of drama here as the Colt 45s are tied with Sacramento New Baseball Order in the bottom of the sixth inning. And we'll have ourselves a new pitcher in Fernando Avilos. And so for Avilos, trying to halt the 45s who have scored runs in each of the last three innings. One run in the third, one run in the fourth, and then two in the fifth on a two-run double by Giacomo Crosetti, who made the third out while trying to stretch a double into a triple. Here is Trey Thomas. He takes in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And so for Thomas, who struck out his last at bat. The 1-0 delivered and swung on, lifted down the first base side, and foul. That is going to be out of play.
Carson City, Nevada, playing at the Amador Public College. Designated hitter, number 21, Trey Thomas.
And so for Thomas. Here's the 1-1. Curveball taken down and in for ball two. Avilos, he'll wind in fire. The 2-1 delivered inside for ball three. What's your name?
Nikki.
Nice. 3-1. Shout out to my guy, Nikki, who I just became friends with. Pitch is taken down and away for ball four. And so for Trey Thomas, who draws the leadoff walk, and now here is Patrick Fregoso. The pitch to Fregoso, there's the swing, and a high drive into deep right center. Back he goes to the wall, and gone! Patrick Fregoso gives Sacramento NBO a taste of its own new baseball order. It is order in this ball town here in Reading. It is now 6-4. Colt 45s, and that's how we do it here in a small town. Oh, yeah. Fragoso! Give me some! And now here's Mackenzie Higuchi. That swung on, grounded up along the first base side and foul.
Watch out, these 45s bats start to come alive, MBO.
Oh, man. I mean, you can just feel the tension, and boy, oh, boy, poor Fragoso. That's Mackenzie swings and misses for strike two. Boy, that was a pitch way above his hips, but he went after it. And so, baseball, it's supposed to be a thinking man's game, but when you throw some emotion into it, it becomes fun. And boy, oh boy, Fragoso, given just what the fans wanted and needed. I think we all needed that. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Higuchi.
Standing up to the plate, the Mountain of California playing at CSU San Diego.
And so, here is Jeremy Giesen. The pitch to Giesen, that swung on and lifted into shallow center. Chasing it down with full speed on the run and making the catch is Wyatt Baalke, and now there's two away. And so now here is Dusty Vela. The pitch, that's taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 for Vela, who is from Chico, California, attends Reedley and attended Pleasant Valley. 0-1, bounce in the dirt. Bob Anderson having heated discussions with the officials about balking. You had the home run that was driven out of the yard by Jake Morrell to tie up the ball game, and then Fragoso with one swing of the bat hits one almost in the same spot as Morrell did and over the right center wall. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That swung on. Line down the right field line. That's a fair ball all the way into the corner. Nice play in right by Harrow to get the ball in, and so it's a two-out single for Vela. And so with two outs, here is Kyle Norton trying to follow Vela. Here's the pitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Oh, 1 pitch to Norton. That's delivered on the outside corner for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is taken in the dirt for ball one. The throw to second. Not in time. Vela steals second. And so with a 1-2 approach, Ken Norton drive home some more runs. And what has been a competitive ball game here on this Saturday night, the second to last game of the 2023 season for the 45s. 1-2 pitch is a changeup out in front for Norton for strike three. And that ends the inning, but not before the Colt 45s got an explosion from the bat of Patrick Fragoso, who on the first pitch he sees, swings and hits a home run into the dark night over the right center wall. Fragoso, the man of the minute and man of the hour so far. Two runs, two hits, one big swing from Fragoso. And at the end of six innings, the Reading Colt 45s leads Sacramento New Baseball Order 6-4 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Strike three, the umpire says. Batter has to go back and sit down.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Top of the seventh inning. Here's Ryan Davis. The first pitch is swung on and fouled away. 0-1 the count. Oh, one pitch, that's taking a little high for ball one. So the Colt 45s, if you're just joining us, a two-run home run by Patrick Fragoso. 1-1, taken on the outside corner. For strike number two, one ball, two strikes. We got a wrestling match going on between two brothers. I don't know. Taking the older kid right now. Good action going on between them. One, two, Mitch taking a little high for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. And Tyler, you know, when talking about the emotion of baseball, I mean, all the action, the arguing between Anderson, 2-2 pitch is a changeup. Breaks for strike three, and down goes Balky.
Baseball is a funny game in that way. You know, sometimes it can be really a drag, and then other times it has the most emotion of any sport out there.
One out, and now here is Tyce Bartlett.
You know, it's kind of like hockey that way.
It is like hockey in that way. Although I feel like there's emotion on every play with hockey.
Well, the players feel it. Maybe not the fans, but, you know.
Oh, man. Pitch taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. The count to Bartlett. The children doing a better job of not running today.
Oh, good.
Pitch is fouled back. No balls. Two strikes. What was the worst? Oh man, name. Actually, no. We're not gonna bring it up. What? Let me just think. Oh yeah. When did you make your mom the most mad?
Oh, when I made my mom the most mad? Man, it
was. Bosey Mitch swung on, grounded to short. Bela having trouble with it. Bobbles, and there won't be a play, an error on Dusty Bela. And so Tyce Bartlett is aboard. The tying run now comes to the plate in the form of Ramon Esparza.
It would probably have been pretending to choke on broccoli.
No. Well, for Vela, who just committed his 14th error of the season. Yeah, so the worst thing I did to, well, the funniest but kind of bad thing that I ever did, I remember Titch is taking high for ball one. I watched Lord of the Rings, and I was left alone at home, and she had this big bed that was, like, that had, like, a big, like, frame that you could, like, crawl under. And so I learned how to do the voice of Gollum. 1-0 pitch swung on, lined into left field, and that'll drop for a base hit. Those errors for the Redding Colt 45s have had a tendency of coming back to haunt them in tight ball games, and with what should be two outs, Esparza with a single, and now here is Willie Tatum. Yeah, so I did the My Precious voice, and she screamed right out of the room, and boy, oh boy, that was...
Oh, I'm sure you were proud of yourself.
Oh, I was proud of myself for about 5 seconds until she came back with her heels and started trying to club me with the tip of her heels. And then I was really... And then I was running for my life.
Yeah, I bet.
Here's the pitch. Two-seamer on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Tatum shakes his head, thought it was up. 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Slider, that drops on the outside corner. First strike two. So, for Willie Tatum, not having himself the best night, he is 0-for-3, grounded to first, grounded to second, and flied to center. Davis. Set. He winds the 0-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and missed to strike three. And down goes Tatum for out number two. And so... for Tatum, it has been anything but an easy night in what is the hard game. Not everybody can play ball. Or at least baseball. I don't know, I feel like you can get lucky with basketball on occasion. That's why I play it.
Oh no, I don't know.
Here's the pitch. Slider away for ball one. One ball and, no strikes. What was the best baseball game that you remember having as a little leaguer?
Oh, man. I went in there, and like I said, I was not a very good hitter. And so the first time I got on the mound, I struck out 3 straight batters, and I never felt higher than that.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball taken way upstairs for ball two. Yeah, I remember there was a classmate of mine that I had a crush on, and she showed up to the game.
Oh, man.
And I hadn't been hitting a lick all season. And then I went 3-for-5 and got the game ball. That was the major highlight of my brief Little League career at Shoup Park. 2-0 pitch swung on and missed. First strike one.
Also.
Yeah, part of the Cubs.
Oh, that's good, man. I had to be a Boston Red Sox.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's always a good logo.
No, I know. I was mad, though. I wanted the Giants or the A's, anybody, but
yeah.
Yankees or Red Sox.
I was at least a little satisfied. 2-1 pitch, throw to first, and back on the bag goes back on the bag goes Esparza. 3 balls and 1 strike with Reed holding the runner on at first. Infield back. Corners back. Trying to play for the third out. Runners at first and second. Here's Davis. He'll set, wind, and fire. The 3-1 pitch swung on. That ball is lined into left field for a base hit. Kiese gets the ball in. Runners hold. The bases are loaded on a 2-out single by Ian Heck. And that will bring up Surreal Harrow. So, boy, oh, boy, man, when we talk about having those errors and how much they can be a problem. And so now here is Surreal Harrow. And so now we're going to have a discussion as Coach Brian Baumgartner, the pitching coach, chats it up with Davis. So, real quick word is Baumgartner. has a quick word. We have some action going on in the bullpen, and then that looks like Caleb Schaefer warming up. So Schaefer warming up. It's pretty interesting. We're now in the seventh inning, and it's been a cool day, but now there's moisture just starting to sort of settle, and it's gotten a little humid. Hot environment right now as the Colbert Evives lead 6-4, but have the bases loaded. Kitch inside for ball one, and that nearly hit Harrow. And now the ball is missed on into the infield. The runner comes home sliding in safely and scoring is Bartlett. Oh, boy. That was Bugs Bunny baseball there by the Colbert Evives. Just a routine throw by Higuchi back to Davis, and he overshot Davis, and a heads-up bit of base running there by Bartlett to come in and score. Now it's a one-run lead. Here's Davis, the 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled away. Oh, man, I feel like you should get, like, a free cheeseburger if you hit the trash can.
I feel like it's happened too many times this year to not get something.
No, it hasn't hit the trash can. It's come close. It's almost like, you know, you try to sink it in, you know, kind of like a, I don't know. You know what? Don't worry about it. 1-1, Davis. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball hits the back foot of Harrow, and the bases are loaded once again. Do you want to be interviewed?
It depends on what I'm being interviewed on.
Don't worry about it. One ball, one strike after. We're going to have a new pitcher come into the game, and so Davis's day is done. He goes 1 2/3 innings. But with an error at short by Vela, an error on the return throw from Higuchi, and then he hits Harrow to bring up Jake Morrell, who just this last inning hit a home run. And so we'll see if the Colbert Evives can figure it out. And Skylar Goddard is going to come into the game. So Goddard from Oregon is going to come in and pitch. We'll take a brief break here and get you back to the action real quickly here. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. From the toughest problem to the simplest repairs, new installs to off-the-grid solutions, Greg is a guy and a truck, and Greg's Pump and Well Service is an experienced, licensed, and bonded pump installer and repairman. Call today, 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. Or view the website at gregspump.com.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Two outs in the Reading Colbert Evives' biggest nightmare, at least as far as the last inning is concerned. Jake Morrell comes to the plate. He hit a one-out home run in the sixth inning and now comes in with the bases loaded in the top of the seventh. And after Ryan Davis goes 1 2/3 innings, he is replaced by Skyler Goddard. And so bases are loaded. Esparza at third. At second is Heck. Harrow at first. The lefty on righty matchup. Here's Goddard. Looks into Morrell. Goddard winds and fires. The pitch. That is taken up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. A little bit of an inauspicious start there. Goddard from White River. He sets, looks at second. The 1-0 is swung on, line down the left field line, slicing foul and out of play. Goddard looking in, and he'll set. Wind and fire, the 1-1 to Morrell, taken on the inside corner for strike two. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Goddard, with the bases loaded, trying to limit the damage. The 1-2 pitch, changeup swung on, that ball was stung up along the third base side and foul. Little inside out action. Hitting it off the tip of the bat and fouling it away. One ball, two strikes. Tight ball game here. It's 6-5 in favor of the Colt 45s in the top of the seventh inning. Goddard, he'll set. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. A breaking ball, and that sets down Morrell, and the Colt 45s are out of the jam. So despite one run on two hits and two errors, the Colt 45s go to the bottom of the seventh inning with a one-run lead. And now it's time for God Bless America and... For God Bless America. Thank you, Scott.
Daddy died, and died, through the night with a light from the mountains to the prairies, to the ocean, why we call God Bless America. My home, sweet home, God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Ah, the Sandlot sound machine. The voice of summer. Amazing job this season. I'm going to miss the Sandlot sound machine for sure. What an amazing, wonderful group of musicians. Bottom of the seventh inning, and it will be Hunter Reed to lead things off, followed by Mason Johnson and then Giacomo Crisetti. They go in, curveball by Avalos that swung on a Mr. Strike 1, 0-1 the counts. Avalos winds and fires the 0-1 pitch. That is a slider away. One ball, one strike. Avalos whips and delivers the 1-1. Swung on and fouled back. And so for Reed, who is the team leader in home runs with 8 on the year, trying to help give some insurance to the 40 Vibes, leading 6 to Vibes, slider away. Things got very, very prickly in the top of the seventh inning with the bases loaded twice. Here's the 1-2, it's that ball, it's swung on, lines into left field, over the wall, and gone! Hunter Reed with a 2-2 breaking ball, straightens it out, lines went hard over the left field wall, and he gives exactly what the doctor ordered for the 40 Buzz, a little bit of Dr. Pepper himself. The boy out of Plano, Texas. It's now 7-5. A hanging breaking ball, and he ate it up just like barbecue chicken. And now the pitch to Mason Johnson that swung on and missed for strike 1. 0-1 the count. 9 home runs on the year for the 6'5" big buff. And now here's Johnson getting in on that. That ball sent into deep left field. Portal and gone! Mason Johnson gets in on the axe! The third home run and the first case of back-to-back jacks this season. 8-5, 45. And just like that, Fernando Avalos is done. Oh boy, he went one inning. He gave up 2 home runs, and that was it. He got pulled faster than whatever gets pulled fast. Man, talk about the yank. And so the Reading Colt 40 Vibes had turned it into a showcase of power and strength. First, the 2-run home run, the last inning by Patrick Fragoso, and then Mason Johnson and Hunter Reed go solo a mio with 2 bombs over the left field walls. And so let's see what Sacramento new baseball order can come up with to try to slow down the momentum of the 40 Vibes here in the second to last game of the season. We'll be right back here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Thanks for tuning in.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Runs by Hunter Reed and Mason Johnson. And now can Crescetti follow up the party? At this point, I'd say swing for the fences. First pitch is swung on and fouled away. Crescetti doesn't have a home run this year. Talk about a man who has been such a contributor in this lineup, hitting 363 entering today. Yo, one pitch. That's swung on. And there's a high five. And he goes to the wall, and it is off the wall.
Oh,
it's
boo.
It's not a home run for Crescetti, who decides to hit it to the deepest part of the ball yard, and he hits the wall at the 406 sign for a very long double.
Man.
Giacomo Crescetti. Man, when he decides to swing it, he decides to swing it into the part of the yard that I don't think anybody's been able to hit it out of yet. But we'll take a double in either case, and now here is Trey Thomas. The pitch to Thomas. That is taken on the outside corner for a strike. And so, no power outage here at Tiger Field tonight. 0-1 pitch taken a little up and in.
He's been a doubles machine all year, too.
He's been a doubles machine, and he's been a triples machine. He has 5 triples to lead the team. 1-1 to Thomas, and that ball is swung on and fouled away. Yeah, so his 8th double, Hunter Reed leading the team both with home runs and doubles. 9 home runs now for Reed. He has hit 15 doubles this season. 1-2 to Thomas. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball taken a little high for ball 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Not sure. Huh, this is interesting. Here's the 2-2 pitch taken on the inside corner for strike 3, and down goes Thomas. Thomas holding his teeth as he walks back to the dugout. Might have been a little up and in on him, but with 2 strikes, a little too close to not at least try to fight it off, and so with 1 away, here is Patrick Fragoso, who, speaking of home runs, hit a 2-run home run to give the 45s the 6-4 lead, and he swings at the first pitch and swaps the one into left field for a base hit. Rounding third and scoring is Fragoso. Patrick Fragoso, it is his night, and we are not talking about the hot soup. We're talking about the man, the myth, the Patrick. An RBI single to left, and it's 9-5, 45s.
Looks like it'll be his night, player of the game.
Yeah, Patrick Fragoso, the player of the night. His 3rd run batted it.
Hey, could you say my brother's name on the radio? His name is Ruben.
Okay. Here's the pitch to Mackenzie Higuchi. That's taken inside for ball 1. Shout out to the youngsters who are watching their first game tonight, including Ruben, who is enjoying himself white cheddar popcorn, and he is absolutely in heaven right now. 1-1 the count to Higuchi, the man out of Oahu, Hawaii, who never surfed a day in his life. He grew up a figure skater. 1-1 pitch swung on, and he's also a baseball player. Wow, talking about turning lemons into lemonade. That was almost an error. Instead, it's bobbled, captured into the glove of Griffiths, who touches second, throws the first, and that's the double play to end the inning. Man, Brett Griffiths. Boy, that went from being almost a problem to a double scoop of ice cream. Tips it off his glove, carries to himself, touches the bag, throws the first. So a double play gets Higuchi, and that ends the inning. But not before the Colt 45s go back-to-back for the first time all season with consecutive home runs off the bats of Hunter Reed and Mason Johnson. Three runs on four hits to include the RBI single from Patrick Fregoso, who is 3-for-4 on the night. And at the end of seven innings, the Colt 45s leads Sacramento NBO 9-5 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
When Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it? Yes! And that ain't all, he's no hole.
Yes, yes, Jackie.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
That's my lucky penny. That's my
favorite. Nice. Thank you, bud. Appreciate you. All right, well, I'm holding the lucky penny for Nikki, and I'm not sure if it's luck or not. Maybe it's a little bit of both, but the Colt 45s went crazy with two home runs in the bottom of the seventh. Now in the top of the eighth, it is Skylar Goddard facing Landon Connor, who takes on the inside corner for strike one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That swung on, grounded to third, under the glove, past the diving efforts of Johnson and into left field for a base hit.
I actually thought you were some random boy, bro. I'm not even joking.
So,
you gotta get
here is Duncan Hansen. So that was, I believe, Nick Crawford who just led off the inning. So Crawford at first. And now here's Duncan Hansen. The pitch to Duncan. And that's a curveball on the outside corner. First strike one. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That swung on, swatted foul behind home plate, and out of play. So plenty of cars in the parking lot, but so far no damage tonight. No balls, two strikes, one out, no outs, and it's 9-5 in favor of the 45s. Here's Goddard. He'll wind and deliver. The 0-2 pitch swung on, grounded to short. Up with it is Vela. Touch a second for one. The throw to first. Double play. Nice play there by Dusty Vela. Completing the double play 6-3 on Duncan Hansen. And with two outs, here is Wyatt Balton. Here's the pitch to Balky. That's a curveball on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1. Oh, Yo, one kicks, swung on, lined, one hops at second. The throw differs in time. Thereby, Mason Johnson, who is now playing second base. So Johnson able to get the out from second base. And so the Colt 45s sets Sacramento NBO down in order. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Reading Colt 45s leads Sacramento NBO 9-5. And now it is time for the Lose Your Shoe Race. So we're going to come out and call this one. This is the mini game, as the children are going to come out and we're going to see who wins tonight's Lose Your Shoes Race. And so the children are coming out. The stragglers are coming out. Oh, man. We got a lot of Crocs, so. Oh, yeah, they gotta. So the players are throwing the shoes away. Definitely can't favor the kids with the Crocs. And so the children are going to run from left field, find their shoes, and then run to Homer. Late stragglers.
All right.
Here we go. We have about 50 children. And there they go. And they're off to the races. Here we go. We got a white t-shirt. They're trying to find their shoes. One shoe is down. You got the Crocs. One pair of Crocs, two pairs of Crocs. We got a foot raise, and it is the kid in the white t-shirt that pulls away with it, wins by a toe. And so that was the Lose Your Shoes Race. Glad to get the children involved. And so we're here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. Greg has the experience and provides customers with reliable, affordable pump work and can handle all of your needs with a wider range of solutions. Call Greg, a guy in a truck, at Greg's Pump and Well Service today at 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. Here's the first pitch by Giesig. Hits it high into center field, under it and making the catch there. And there's one away. So Giesig enters center stage and exits quickly. And so now, here is Mason Cassingham. So Cassingham, who subs in for Vela, getting a chance to pinch hit. The pitch, fastball delivered on the outside corner for strike one here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch, delivered on the outside corner there. First strike two. No balls and two strikes the count to Cassingham. The 0-2 swung on and fouled back.
Why do you need a pro?
One and 0-2 with Kyle Norton on deck. The 0-2 pitch to Cassingham is swung on and missed to strike three, and down he goes. And so with two outs, here is Kyle Norton. Oh, shoot. Pitch is taken high and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. 1-0. 1-0 pitch is a fastball delivered away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. In the middle of summer, the children staying up well past their bedtimes, we see. 2-0 pitch delivered a little away for ball three. 3-0 to Norton. The 3-0 pitch. That is a fastball taken outside for ball four. And so Norton is aboard. For now the third time, he has walked twice, reached on an error, and he's also struck out. So he is 0 for 3, but that on-base percentage staying as high as it can possibly be. And now here's Hunter Reed, who went back-to-back with Mason Johnson in the last inning. Takes a little inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. The 45s, it wasn't as easy at first as it's normally been against Sacramento NBO. There goes Norton, who steals second without a throw. And Reed takes strike one. And for Norton, who continues to pile up the stolen bases. That's now number 27. Here's the one. That ball is skied into left field. Back it goes to the warning track. And it's off the wall. In comes Norton. Hunter Reed shows up to the party late with his second base hit after starting 0 for 3. His second run batted in. It's now 10-5 Colt 45s. And so here is Mason Johnson. The pitch to Johnson. Fastball taken up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. So 1-0, and now we're going to have a discussion real quickly between the pitcher and catcher Duncan Hansen. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, line hard down the third baseline, and that is foul.
Ow.
1-1. The count with two outs, 10-5, 45s. 1-1, fastball taken a little high for ball two. Two balls and one strike. That's 2-1. Swung on and fouled away. That's gonna hurt if you whack your head on the table there, pal. You're right there, Nikki. Yeah. Gosh. Bam. I guess I'm the Pied Piper broadcaster tonight. Just talking to myself, sounding crazy here. 2-2 pitch swung on, swatted, line to short. Nice catch by Griffiths for the third out, and that ends the inning, but the Colt 45s are able to add another run on an RBI double from Hunter Reed, who swats his 16th double of the season. One run on one hit. We're through eight innings here. The Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 10-5 here on 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, KCNR.
8 miles high and falling fast. Landing foul on the
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Top of the ninth inning, and here is Tyce Bartlett to lead things off. Or, excuse me, Brett Griffiths. Yeah. Here's the pitch to Griffiths. Changeup dropped on the outside corner for a strike. Yeah, it was me. Okay. 0-1. Here's Goddard. Whips and delivers the 0-1 pitch. That is swung on in. Mr. Strike 2, man. Big swing by Crawford. Came up empty. And for Skyler Goddard, who has worked very well in his relief efforts, forgot to ask you. It's time to turn it to Around the League.
Hey, I have it.
What's going on?
Oh, man, I have it up right here. I was waiting for you. All right, earlier today we had the Blue Jays over the Angels 6-1. Tigers over the Marlins 5-0. We had the Pirates 7-6 over the Phillies. Royals 10-7 over the Twins. We had the Nationals 11-6 over the Mets. White Sox 7-2 over the Guardians. Cubs 5-1 over the Cardinals. Yankees 8-3 over the Orioles. 17-4 for the Astros over the Rays. 3-2 for my Giants over the Red Sox. 11-5 for the Braves over the Brewers. 4-3 for the Mariners, or for the Diamondbacks over the Mariners. 11-3 for the Athletics over the Rockies. 4-0 for the Padres over the Rangers. And Ethan's Dodgers 3-2 over the Reds. Back to you, pal.
Thanks, man. Yeah. With one out. And now here's Ramon Esparza. Here's Goddard delivers to Esparza. That's taking on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. And so the first out was recorded, a 5-3 assist. And so we have an interesting change. So we actually have Hunter Reed playing third base. We have Mason Johnson playing second base. Bela is at his usual secondary spot beside second at short. And then you have Kyle Nortson at first. So getting a chance to see some guys play some positions unfamiliar with them. It's almost like putting on your socks inside out. And not even matching.
Not at all.
You know what? I feel like our generation doesn't care about our socks. We lose them so much that if it fits, it ships.
You know what? I feel the same way.
One, slide into center field. Two is right, moving gently over is Corsetti, who makes the catch. And there's two away. And the Reading Colt 45s are one out away from ending its second to last game of the season and making it five in a row against new baseball order. And now, here's the pitch. Curveball taken down and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. They count to Willie Tatum. Okay. 1-0, fastball. That's on the outside corner for a strike. Goddard whips and fires the 1-1 pitch. Waved out and missed. First strike two. Slider. Putting Tatum on his back heels. One ball, two strikes, two out. 1-2 pitch taken away. Goddard. He'll whip and fire the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Bouncer to third. Up with it is Reed. Reed throws on the run to first, scooped out by Norton for out number three, and that's the ball game. The Reading Colts 45s after tailing early in this one. Rally from 3-0 down by scoring 10 runs in the final 6 innings of work. And tonight's player of the game is going to be Patrick Fragoso, who led the way, came up with the go-ahead 2-run home run in the 5th inning, and we will talk to him right after this. He is tonight's player of the game, sponsored by Greg's Pump. So, Greg's Pump sponsoring tonight's Reading Colt 45's player of the game. We'll come back and talk with Patrick Fragoso shortly here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Sponsored by Greg's Pumps. We are here with Patrick Fragoso, who went crazy tonight. You finished the game 3-for-4 with 3 runs batted in. No hit, no bigger than the 2-run home run in the 5th inning to help give your team the lead 6-4. And from there, it was all Colt 45s there. What was going into that? I mean, there was tension in the ballpark. There were issues with the umpires, there was, you know, just Sacramento brought it tonight, and they hit a bad flip home run on you guys to tie the ball game up at 4-4. You needed a response, and you gave it to them.
Yep. One pitch at a time, not to get the moment too big. Carry the momentum to our side, hunt our pitch, like Coach Scotty said. Hunt the fastball, and that's what I got. That's what everyone got, and that's what all three of our teammates did, and it was a team win.
Did you feel the emotion in that game when you stepped up to the plate? I mean, you know, the starting pitcher from last night hit a home run and was really feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was interesting. I mean, he bat flipped and it got us fired up. It got my teammates fired up, and I got the pitcher fired up. I got his back, and I know everyone in the dugout and our team got our backs.
An inning later, Hunter goes back-to-back with Mason. I mean, to have a comeback win like that after being down 3-0 early, I mean, what has it done for this team? Just, you know, getting a, you know, getting to close the season, you know, the second to last game in a ball game like that?
Oh, I mean, it was a really, very interesting. I mean, everyone knew we were capable of coming back and getting the win, and it was, everyone trusted each other. I mean, we got past the stick around and one pitch at a time, get the next guy up. It was very interesting, and we're coming off a hot end, and we're looking to get the W tomorrow to finish off the great season.
All right, well, Patrick Fregosa is our player of the game. Congratulations. Any other questions you might want to ask him, Tyler?
Yeah, Patrick, so what are you looking forward to doing for the rest of your summer after baseball's over?
Just heading back with family, missing them back home in SoCal. So going to the beach probably, continue working out, and ready for fall ball.
Absolutely.
All right, well, that was your player of the game for tonight, Patrick Fregoso, who goes 3-for-4, 3 runs batted in, a 2-run moonshot to give the Colt 45s the go-ahead lead and win by a final score of 10-4. Thank you so much for joining us, Patrick. And that's it for tonight's broadcast. The Reading Colt 45s, after trailing 3-0, buckled down and hit 3 home runs. None more important, though, than the right fielding shot hit by Patrick Fregoso, the man out of Cal State San Bernardino, and the Colt 45s beat Sacramento New Baseball Order for the 5th time in a row by a final score of 10-4. This has been Ethan Hansen alongside Tyler Chapman saying so long from historic Tiger Field. We'll be here tomorrow night. Game time starts at 6 p.m. as we conclude the season at historic Tiger Field as the Colt 45s go for a sweep against New Baseball Order. Have a great rest of your night, everybody.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Red and Colts. Red and Colts.
We're in the game today. Shoot them down.
Red and Colts.
Blast away.
Red and Colts.
We're with you all the way.
Another Colt 45's victory. 10-4 over Sacramento New Baseball Order. Tomorrow wraps up a fabulous season at Tiger Field. First pitch, 6:05 p.m. On the air at 5:50 p.m. here on KCNR Radio, Free Fire Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Your home for Colt 45's baseball. KCNR Radio. Strike them out, throw them out, double play, all the way, shoot them down. Red and Colts. We now return you to regularly scheduled programming.
Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work.
License 1090355.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. In the shadow of the recent coup in Niger, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says U.S. economic support for the country is at risk as the stability is threatened.
Blinken, who is in Australia as part of a Pacific tour, said at a news conference,
"Our economic and security partnership with Niger, which is significant, hundreds of millions of dollars, depends on the continuation of the democratic governance and constitutional order that has been disrupted by the actions in the last few days."
Members of the Niger military recently announced they had deposed democratically elected President Mohamed Bazoum. A few days later, they named General Abdurrahman Chiani as the country's new leader. Niger is seen as the last reliable partner for the West in efforts to battle jihadis linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group in Africa's Sahel region. I'm Karen Chamas.
The heat lamp is full on Hunter Biden after his plea deal fell apart this week.
In a bizarre and surprising development, the plea arrangement between Justice Department prosecutors and Hunter Biden's attorneys collapsed. The plea deal was meant to clear the air for the younger Biden, but his case will continue to generate distracting headlines. What's next? The federal judge asked both parties to file additional legal briefs defending the constitutionality of the plea deal, and the parties have 30 days to file those briefs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Saudi Arabia will host a Ukrainian-organized peace summit in early August, seeking to find a way to start negotiations over Russia's war on the country. An official says the summit will be held in the Red Sea port city of Jeddah. The official also says the summit will include Ukraine, as well as Brazil, India, South Africa, and several other countries who've been invited. Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Deadly fires have swept through several Mediterranean countries this past week, destroying homes and threatening nature reserves during a third successive wave of extreme temperatures. The BBC's Bethany Bell reports on conditions in Greece.
There are still around 100 active fires. Around 50 broke out overnight. Firefighters are still in large numbers here on Rhodes and also in the Peloponnese and Corfu. This is because partly they're fighting those new fires, but also they're trying to prevent new flare-ups. Much of the ground is still smouldering where these fires have taken place, and all it takes is a spark flying through the air, finding some dead leaves or dead wood, and then you have a new fire. So nobody is letting their guard down.
Wildfires have also struck in Italy, Spain, Portugal, Croatia, Turkey, Algeria, and Tunisia. This is townhall.com. A heartbreaking story out of Kansas.
A man whose 2-year-old daughter died after going days without food while he was passed out drunk has been sentenced to nearly 57 years in prison. Authorities in Topeka say Jeffrey Exon was convicted of charges that included aggravated child endangerment and first-degree murder in the commission of a felony. Exon called 911 in 2021, telling a dispatcher his daughter had stopped breathing. He also said the child had, quote, recently been starving herself. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities at a New Hampshire beach say a small plane towing a banner landed in the ocean nearby on Saturday. The FAA says the PA Piper landed about noon. The pilot was rescued by lifeguards and was not hurt. An investigation is underway. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I am not Brian Kilmeade. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. As you know, Brian has shared with you on a few very tender and sentimental occasions. When he returns next week, he is going to be Brianna Kilmeade. He is very, very bravely transitioning. He is a hero, and we need to support her when Brianna returns. Kennedy in for Brian. Is the deep state protecting Hunter Biden from accountability? And is whatever you conceive of the deep state actually running the country? It is a completely fair idea. What used to be the stuff of conspiracy theory has realized in so many stories in so many ways that it is impossible to turn away from the idea that there are people who've been working in the government for a long time who have amassed a lot of power, who realize that administrations, elected bureaucrats come and go. But there is a collection of them who, it seems, have the real power to prosecute or shield whomever they want to stay in power. Is that what we are seeing with Hunter Biden? The laptop story, the government and various agencies working with big tech in order to silence that story and anyone who tried to disseminate it. And were there deep staters in the higher reaches of government who were pulling the strings and getting institutions like the IRS and the FBI to do their bidding and to have influence over outcomes so the stories about Hunter didn't tank the administration? That is very possible. And there's a new article from Eli Lake, who happens to be a contributing editor at Commentary Magazine. He's also a columnist for the New York Sun. He hosts the Reeducation Podcast, and he has a Free Press article right now, Hunter Biden and the Deep State. Eli Lake, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Kennedy. It's great to be here.
Great to talk to you. We haven't spoken in some time, but I thought you wrote a really wonderful article because a term like deep state, it is very easy, as you point out, to apply any meaning to that you want. Is that an accurate description of the players in the system who are really running government? And if not, How would you describe it?
Well, you know, we in America have probably, to go back to understand what an American deep state is, you have to go back about 50 years to the Church Committee, who was a very brave senator who managed to hold a series of hearings and produce a final report that exposed a series of programs from the FBI, the CIA, the National Security Agency, and elements of the military, which were state secrets at the time. This is pre-1975, but were, you know, there was zero oversight. Members of Congress, and in some cases, even the elected president, didn't know, for example, that, like, the CIA was opening mail from the Soviet bloc, which was, you know, a federal crime, but they were doing it, and there was no authorization, really, for them to do it. Or the classic would be something known as MK Ultra, which was the CIA's series of mind control experiments involving LSD. That really happened, and it's unclear that anybody in the White House at the time knew about it or knew the full extent of it and how they were testing on human subjects. So that's the history of the concept in the United States. When you apply the concept of deep state, say, overseas, what you're referring to is a government like Turkey, which, you know, nominally has an elected, you know, leader and a parliament, but the real power is the unelected military, or Pakistan or Egypt or countries like that. So it is where you have a more powerful state that is sort of in the shadows, a deeper state, if you will. Now, does America have a deep state? It's not the same as you would say to something like Turkey, because there are moments such as the Church Committee, but you can think of more recent moments, like when the Senate Intelligence Committee published reports on CIA in black site interrogations and so forth, where there are kind of, you could call it, spasms of accountability. And there have also been reforms, such as the creation of a surveillance court so that you would no longer have lawless surveillance of American citizens. So that brings us up to today, and I think the term deep state is not great because it implies almost a kind of hive mind, like there is a kind of singular agenda of interlocking powerful institutions. Sometimes people include the media in it and things like that. And I would say that the reason that that's not right is because, like any institution, the secret element of our government is comprised of human beings. There are good human beings, there are good people and bad people. There are rule followers and rule breakers. And what we've seen is that because of whistleblowers, in the case of the Hunter Biden, what I call a scandalabra, because there are so many elements.
And that, by the way, such a wonderful portmanteau. Scandalabra is such a great term. Anyone who reads that wishes they had thought of it themselves.
Oh, thank you, Kennedy. That's very nice. But I guess what I'd say is that we have these whistleblowers from the IRS. We have FBI whistleblowers. We have inspectors general, people like Michael Horowitz of the Justice Department, or more recently, John Durham, who was a special counsel and his career was spent as a U.S. attorney. Well, these people would be, in a certain sense, members of this deep state, but yet they understood that they had an obligation to call out what they saw was improper behavior, in some cases behavior that was violating the law, or favoritism in the case of the IRS investigation. And now Congress is aware of it, and they're, you know, we'll see what happens, but you have at least Republicans in the Senate looking to try to hold these institutions and the individuals accountable, up to and including the Attorney General Merrick Garland, who has contradicted the, you know, what I would say is the confirmed story or whistle of these whistleblowers from the IRS. So I don't like to use the term sometimes deep state because it implies almost like you're blackpilled. There's nothing you can do. The deep state is so powerful they'll get what they want. But that's not true. It is worth fighting. It is worth electing people that will hold these institutions accountable. There are whistleblowers who are doing the right thing at great personal risk. And so that makes it a lot more complicated. I do think it's absolutely fair, though, to say that there is an element of the United States government that has become extremely powerful, that operates with very little oversight, and is capable of really pulling the wool over the American people's eyes. And we saw this with this Hunter Biden laptop. The FBI knew the laptop was real, and yet allowed for social media companies to believe that the stories in the New York Post before the 2020 election were part of some sort of Russian disinformation plan. Well, that's absolutely atrocious. And I'm upset that it's taken this long for the real truth to get out, but at least the truth is getting out. And if we had a kind of all-powerful deep state, we would never really know just the sort of chicanery and deceptions of the FBI in the run-up to the 2020 election.
And the FBI did know, and they were asked pointedly whether or not they knew the laptop was real before the election. One FBI agent started to say, yeah, we do, and the other said, no comment. And then you write about...
Right, and then they huddled and they said, from now on, when we're asked if we know the laptop is real, the answer is no comment. I mean, that's, you know, amazing, right?
Yes, it's a way of shielding themselves from this very obvious guilt, because they were working in concert with Twitter and obviously other tech companies. We only know about what was happening at Twitter and the involvement because of the Twitter files. But you have, and that's only part of it. But when you marry that with Russiagate, what are you left with? What do you get? What impression can you take away from elements of this government?
Well, here's one takeaway. In 2016 and 2017, after Donald Trump wins the election, there was a calculation that was made by lots and lots of people in the media, in the permanent government, you could say maybe the administrative state, that the prospect of Trump's presidency was such a grave threat to our country that it justified doing things and taking steps that they would never normally have taken. And that is, I think, how we saw the beginnings of these kinds of abuses. The FBI, I think, if this had been a normal kind of election or something and a Republican had won and the Republican's opponent had paid for opposition research that tried to paint that person as a pawn of the Russians, it would have been seen as for what it was. That's kind of, you know, dirty politics. But it would not have become part of the official narrative that the, you know, mainstream media treating it like it was Watergate. More importantly, you wouldn't have had the FBI pretending, as James Comey did in 2017 and his deputy Andrew McCabe did later, that this was an open question as to whether or not the president was a Russian agent, when not only did they have no evidence that he was, they were turning up, you know, no evidence that he was, that there was anything to this, but they had plenty of evidence that the Steele dossier that this was originally sort of put out and paid for by a Hillary Clinton campaign was itself disinformation. So, you know, that calculations, and we will probably never know exactly why Comey decided to pretend as if this was all very legitimate. All of that, I think, can be explained by this view that they were so scared of Trump, they were willing to do things like lie to the American people and hold a duly elected president in kind of, you know, constant state of contempt, or not even contempt, but like suspicion that he may in fact be this traitor based purely on like a dirty political trick. That is a terrible thing that happened, but it didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of, I think, because people kind of panicked and they were frightened. And this is almost an example of, you could kind of look at it psychologically, of an extreme anxiety that was brought about by the election of a candidate they thought they had no chance of winning.
And a candidate they couldn't control. And I guess that's what's so attractive about this for limited government libertarians like me, is I may not agree with most people who are elected president for one reason or another, but there are takeaways from the Trump presidency that I would like to see replicated. And that is, I would like to see more people run and more people from either party secure the nomination that make that national security state nervous. These people who are so unorthodox, who are willing to take government apart and look at it in a very different way, who are not controllable. I would like to see people like that challenge government from within, because you have so many unelected, powerful people who only keep amassing more and more power. And when you look at the way law enforcement agencies interface today, unchecked, unconstitutionally, you realize that we have to make changes, but Congress is not making changes. They complain about it. They grandstand about it. But when it comes time to make meaningful reforms to the FBI...
Yeah, they reauthorize the FISA Act, which, you know, gives us mass surveillance a lot of time. There's a lot of truth to that, Kennedy. I think you're into something. I would say this, though. In some ways, it's already had an effect. I mean, I would say that before Donald Trump and before the era of politics that we're in, if there was a story that the FBI, and we saw this at the beginning of Trump presidency when it still was really important, the FBI is investigating a politician because they may or may not be, you know, connected or have colluded or conspired with a foreign power, that would be a career killer. That would be a huge bombshell. I think that there are so millions of Americans now that if they read a story about something that the FBI is investigating, they are no longer going to assume that that investigation is on the level. That's the FBI's own damn fault. That's James Comey's fault. That's Andrew McCabe's fault. They were the ones who squandered their legitimacy with at least half the country. And that itself is a real problem if you believe, as I do, that we need an FBI to do certain things that, you know, to protect us from, you know, foreign spies or, you know, organized crime and things like that. And it needs to be, you know, to have legitimacy. And so it's a crisis in a sense if you're like myself, as I believe that the, like you, like many libertarians, that the national security state is probably too big at this point and that the war on terror expanded it in ways that we need to kind of pare back. But I am not a radical. I don't think that we should live in a world without, you know, an FBI, for example, because I think that, you know, we do have crime. We do have spies. We do have all these problems. And then the Bureau needs to be above law. I mean, above partisanship. It cannot be seen as a tool of one particular party, which unfortunately is what it is today, or is seen that way today.
And, you know, my other worry is, it's very interesting because COVID has kind of disappeared. You know, we talk about the fallout from it, but we don't talk about the virus anymore. And now, you know, things that we are told were conspiracy theories are now actually real, appear to be very real, and materializing more and more the evidence for something like the lab leak every day. I almost look at the apparatus that we don't fully understand that was created during the pandemic being as harmful long-term as the apparatus that was built during the war on terror.
The public health issue is huge. They have also suffered a kind of legitimacy crisis for many of the same reasons. Replace Trump in this case with COVID. The, you know, emergency was such that it justified things that they would never do. And Fauci is somebody who believes in a concept that's been around since Plato called the noble lie, which is that it's tolerable to tell a free country like America or Americans things that you know not to be true because if they knew the truth, it would be worse. And that there are certain things that, and they couldn't possibly understand the full implications of it. You know, that is a, I think that is going to affect Anthony Fauci is at the end of his life, but he's like, it's going to affect his legacy. And it's important that we kind of always remember that these norms exist for a reason, and they are more important than ever when we are in these kinds of crisis or emergency. And I think that, you know, we have to rebuild trust in the public health as well because they've squandered a lot of it.
Eli Lake, it is so wonderful to talk to you. I love the way you write. I love the way you think. Thank you for taking time on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Well, thanks for having me, Kennedy.
Indeed. We've got much more to come, including Hunter's fate. It's next.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands at up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all.
Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A Manson family follower has been released on parole after spending more than a half a century in prison. Leslie Van Houten, now 73, was 19 years old when she and other members of the infamous Manson family broke into the home of wealthy grocer Lino LaBianca and his wife Rosemary and stabbed them dozens of times on August 10, 1969. One night after, five people were killed at the home of movie director Roman Polanski, including his pregnant wife, Sharon Tate. Van Houten was not involved there. She told a parole board in 2002 that she pinned down Mrs. LaBianca while another Manson family member stabbed her before she grabbed a knife herself. She then wiped down the surfaces, changed her clothes, and drank chocolate milk from the couple's fridge. Van Houten had her parole grant reversed three times by California Governor Gavin Newsom. Newsom said he wouldn't fight her release this time around. Charles Manson died in prison in 2017. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. Whether you exercise throughout the week or just on the weekends, you could get heart benefits from both. A new study suggests both options can reduce the risk for atrial fibrillation or AFib, heart attack, heart failure, and stroke compared to not exercising at all. Researchers examined data from nearly 90,000 participants. They were split into three groups: people who exercised often, those who squeezed workouts into 1 or 2 days, and those who didn't work out. The study finding the risk for a heart attack dropped by 27% for participants who exercised on the weekends. For those who exercised regularly, the risk of a heart attack dropped by about 35%. The study's co-author, Dr. Patrick Eleanor, acting chief of cardiology at Massachusetts General Hospital, says the idea you could cram it all into a weekend or 2 days a week was a little surprising. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In the 1970s and 80s, one of the most successful songwriting duos was Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Elton John discusses their music composing relationship.
He writes the lyrics first and gives them to me, and then I write the songs for them. In the old days, I would slice bits of verses out and cut things here and there. It's not so bad now, but it's always been lyrics first. Very, very rarely as I have sometimes suggested a title for a song or maybe a melody, but Don't Go Breaking My Heart is the only one I can think of. And I enjoy that process. People say, you know, why don't you write your own lyrics? Well, I don't really want to. I enjoy writing with Bernie. I love it. And it's a magical, and he's one of my dearest friends, and I love him so much. But why would I want to change something that gives me so much pleasure?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Someone was upset on Twitter because I said that Brian Kilmeade is transitioning and next week he's coming back as Brianna. I'm sorry. He's coming back as Jocelyn. That's totally different. It is the Brian Kilmeade Show. I'm Kennedy in for Brian. And we were just talking about the deep state and how real it is. Laptop, Hunter Biden laptop shielding plus Russiagate hoax equals deep state. I don't care who you are. You're lying if you don't admit it. So someone has to capitalize on the deep state phenomenon in order to win back the presidency. Listen to part of this latest political ad from Donald J. Trump.
If I was the deep state,
I would make everyone an example why you should never question a Democrat ever winning an election. I would imprison my foes. I would use my corrupt DAs and blackmailed judges to destroy you. I would make sure all crimes I ever committed never happened. I would prosecute my biggest competition. I would make sure they could never run for office ever again. If I was the deep state, I would convince everyone that Ukraine Nazis were good and women are men. If I was the deep state, I would own every politician that mattered.
Oh, that is fantastic. This presidential cycle, every turn, is an absolute gift. Thank you, politics gods. We return with a Hunter Biden update. Where is he? Is he in shackles? Every moment of it, next. Right here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Kennedy in for Kilmeade.
What's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
It is the Brian Kilmeade Show. It's Kennedy in for Brian Kilmeade. And since it is late July, it's time to get an update on your favorite romance slaying duo, and that is Hot Cougar Bitches. And you're like, oh wait, what is Hot Cougar Bitches? I am one half. My greater half happens to be Fox News legend Julie Banderas, who is taking time out of her busy fitness and beauty routine and her Mensa meetings.
I paused my skincare and I stopped drinking for this.
Julie, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Oh, no. Can we rename it, actually? I mean, let's just hijack the show since we did come up with our own segment without him having any say. So it's just what are we called again? Hot Cougar Bitches?
Hot Cougar Bitches, brought to you by Nabisco.
Wait, Nabisco is our sponsor? I didn't know we got a sponsor. That's so exciting.
We did. Yeah, we got Nabisco. We got Hi-C. It was between Hi-C and Tang, but we went with Hi-C because the highest C is Cougar.
Right. Well, we did approach Bud Light, but they weren't interested in us. We weren't their type. So,
You're too successful, and we are cratering. Therefore, we can't throw whatever remaining money we have at the HCB.
We also have natural breasts. Well, at least
I do in my freezer.
I think you do. Yeah. Okay. Great. So we have natural uteruses. I don't know.
Yeah, uteri. Yeah, a lot of people come up to me like, "Oh my gosh, uteri. Kennedy, succulent. Are they real?" And I'm like, "Yeah. You know what? Yeah, they are, and I'm not ashamed to admit it."
Yeah. Exactly. Same here. I think that's Peter's producer is going to be very thrilled with our new segment / show. Brian's going to come back and he's going to have no show and he's going to have sponsors by different sponsors that he doesn't already have.
No, it's Tempur-Pedic mattresses and SoulGlow, Hi-C, Nabisco. We're just printing money here, Julie Banderas and I. So it's interesting, Julie, because obviously during the pandemic, we were all, especially in lockdown states like New York and California, not those free states like Utah and Florida, we were the high school counselor, the short order cook, the teacher, the principal, the disciplinarian to our children. And so for a lot of moms, that also went hand in hand with a concept known as Rosé All Day. Well, I love the New York Post. I'm a fan of the publication. It is the official publication of Hot Cougar Bitches and the Kennedalia Report.
Actually, I think.
There was an article, Why It's Time to Change Our Mommy Wine Culture. Do you feel that this is the patriarchy shaming moms who are honest about what they consume?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you know my motto, but AA is for quitters. And I'm a mom and I don't quit. My kids are still here. They were here through the pandemic, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon. I mean, by the time they get to college, then maybe I'll consider turning to another vice. But until then, I'm not giving up my wine. I will say this. I have dialed back my drinking since the pandemic. Because pandemic, I was homeschooling, and I had a pre-K student, a first grader, and a third grader. So it was an absolute nightmare. It was a nightmare. So every single day, my daughter actually went to the refrigerator. I thought she was going to start drinking. But in fact, she would bring me a bottle of wine and just set it down in front of me. And every day that time got earlier and earlier. Like it started at 2 or 3. By like month 3, it was like 10 in the morning.
So, the pandemic lasted more than 3 months. So by the time 2022 rolled around, Julie Banderas was on a propofol drip. Dr. Conrad Murray was on prison release because they were just letting people out. He went straight to her house. And there was the Banderas speedball.
Yes, absolutely. That was amazing. I mean, you don't need IV for, like, actual medication. There's a lot of different uses for intravenous fluids, you know? Like, I would get dehydrated. I remember once I actually did end up in the hospital, though, for not drinking enough water. And I'm like, I don't need water. You know what I need. Can't you do some kind of intravenous thing? Because I tried a water cleanse. You ever heard of those?
No, that sounds horrible.
No, I know, but supposedly it shrinks your organs, and it's, like, really good for you. There's scientists and doctors that
Only drink water, or do you not drink any water at all?
You only drink water.
For
you do not
long?
Consume any foods. Well, it depends. Like, I did it for 5. But by day 3, I could hardly walk. I sure did. But by day 3, it was kind of like I wanted to do like a power cleanse because of all the alcohol I'd been drinking and weight I put on during the pandemic. I don't know about you, but I put on like 20 pounds. I mean,
I never looked better. I looked so good. I'm just kidding. No, it was awful. And it didn't matter what I did. I had to do Noom, and that didn't work. I felt like Noom gave me an eating disorder.
Yeah. Noom was popular by a lot of people, but no, I just did
it. Didn't work. You became obsessed with what you ate. It's like, is this a green food? Can I have more celery? I'm so hungry and mad at myself. Am I doing it right?
Yeah, it's too much pressure. So that's why liquid diets work best for me. Like, for example, during the pandemic, it was alcohol only. And then I decided to go with water only because I don't cook. So it's like, you know, having to prepare foods is a pain in the ass. So I'd rather just go with fluids.
Cheetos and soda, you know, club soda is water. So technically, you are strictly adhering to your liquid diet.
Yeah, no. When I have anything that's mixed with seltzer or club soda, that's hydrating for me. So that's why I couldn't understand why the doctors, when I finally went in day 5, they were like, "You're dehydrated." I'm like, "What? I've been drinking for months. I don't understand how this is possible. It's only been 5 days of water." But anyway, so they had to put me on IV fluids, and I stayed off water for a while. So who knew that all the alcohol drinking would not be the thing that landed me in the hospital? It was too much water.
That's interesting.
That's a lesson for you.
There's a term for that, isn't it? Like hyperhidrosis or something like that.
They just told me I was dehydrated. They didn't use such a fancy word.
God, I wonder if I think what happens is if you only drink water and no salt,
that's what it was.
The electrolytes out of your blood, and you can get really, really sick. So I'm not endorsing or co-signing the water diet
unless you're supposed to have like some chicken broth or vegetable broth and all that. But by day 5, once I started having it, it was too late. I was too dehydrated. So yeah. But do Google it. If you're listening, or Kennedy, you just Google a water cleanse. I'm telling you, the benefits are amazing. I just didn't do it right. I'm like or nothing.
So you didn't Google a water cleanse before you did it.
I did. It's just that I didn't include sodium. You're right. Like I didn't do any kind of sodium whatsoever. I went from drinking nothing but wine to water, and my body was like, "What the hell are you doing?" So I went straight back to wine right after that.
So, Julie, let me ask you this, because you know we're cougars about town. We're always surveying the landscape.
About town.
Yeah, absolutely right. We know what's going on.
You just aged us so badly just by saying the word about town. But cool.
That's correct. You know, we're in top hands, a top hats and garter belts. That's a great look. So if you look at the presidential candidates, and you can include Nikki Haley in there.
Okay.
Who is the most, and
let's pretend all of them are single. Who are the top three most dateable presidential candidates for you?
If they were single, I have to say that I would like Ron DeSantis. Where did he go to college?
Didn't he go to the Naval Academy?
Yeah, but I thought he maybe went to Yale or the Ivy League school.
Yeah, he does seem like an Ivy Leaguer, like a secret Ivy Leaguer. Like maybe
yeah,
he's got a little bit of hillbilly, but he got polished at the Fancy Lad Academy.
Yeah, he went to Harvard, by the way. I knew it. He went to Yale and Harvard.
He went to Harvard and Yale.
Yeah, see, that's a turn on to me, like Ivy Leaguers. I never dated one. Well, actually, yeah, no. No, I never dated one, but that was always my dream. So I'd go for Ron DeSantis. I also discovered recently his
actually, no, you can't, but thank you for asking after the fact. That was very conscientious, Julie.
I'm sorry, everyone in the control room. I apologize.
And we're on the air. Welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Wait, so in all seriousness, you know how old he is?
47.
This really is, he's 44.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, seriously, he's 44. What the hell? I mean, first of all, that not only makes me feel so old, but like imagine running for president at the age of 44. That's impressive. So I'm very impressed by him. He's an overachiever. I like that. He also, one other thing I really like about him, he has a full head of hair. I know, it's the little things as a cougar these days that you really appreciate when any man exudes signs of youth, you know, like hair.
No, but I have to say, I like the shaved head look. Like when you just go for it and you shave the whole thing, like, yeah, screw it.
Wait, because you're balding, you're saying?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'd much rather
see that than a mullet ponytail on a bald guy.
With, like, specks of hair in the front.
Yeah.
No, I agree. If you're going to go that thin, you might as well just shave it all off. I won't date you, but I respect that. I just really like hair, you know, in the right places, of course.
So Vivek Ramaswamy is your second because he's also got a great head of hair.
He does have a good head of hair, but not, dating-wise, not so much my type.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk about if we were into women. Not that I am, but if I was. I do like Nikki Haley. I actually like Nikki Haley as a presidential candidate. I wouldn't want to get with her or anything, but I like Nikki Haley.
You want to use her for her power, but you don't want it to get so awkward that you can't call and ask her for a favor.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And she's smart. You know, it's nice to have a smart woman running for office. It would be, you know, if she doesn't become the presidential ticket, you know, a vice presidential. You know, everybody was saying, Ron, not to put the woman on the VP spot because she's just as qualified to be the president.
Well, so is Tim Scott, so is Vivek, but they're going to be VP candidates probably.
No, but I have to say a Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley. I've been saying this for 2 years, 3 years now. I could see that as a powerful ticket. Anything but Kamala Harris pretty much goes. So actually, I should run.
ABK, anything but Kamala. I don't disagree with you there. I think,
and I'm not a woman hater. I don't hate on women. I always like to empower women. But Kamala Harris is seriously one of the dumbest women I've ever seen in politics. And it's miraculous that she hasn't been pulled off the job. And the fact that Joe Biden thinks that by bringing her back in, that's going to help his chances. She's like his kryptonite. He needs to run away from her. I don't know who else to grab, but not her.
Yeah,
Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah. Well, so if you had to choose a life partner, Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris, who would you choose?
Oh, a life partner? I'd go with anybody, Kamala. Could you imagine waking up to that laugh or, like, at night drinking and listening to that laugh? Because you know she probably is one of those drinkers that laughs her head off whenever she drinks. So, no, I'll go with an Elizabeth Warren. I don't mind. I'll join a Native Indian tribe for her.
And that's the exact kind of political correctness we desire from Julie Banderas. Thank you for taking the time on Hot Cougar Bitches Island.
I love you.
I love you so much.
I didn't get voted off?
Never. No.
Not yet.
Okay. No. You're the chiefess.
No, you're the chief, and I'm just your sidekick.
All right, well, you can ride my sidecar anytime. Julie Banderas.
Okay, I love you.
Hi, Doria. I love you. I'll see you soon.
Love you. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We have Big Jim Fela coming up with a big announcement in moments. Stay with us.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Delivery's at the door. Can someone please unlock?
It's been an eventful afternoon with a spike in bookings at Claudia's event space.
We'd love to host Mermaid Fest.
She was already planning on having more event planners on hand.
500? That's a lot of tails.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Cancer doesn't stop, and neither do we. Join Stand Up to Cancer for a night of inspiration and hope as we celebrate all the progress being made in the fight against cancer. Hear firsthand what impact your support and donation are making on cancer research, survivors, and patients. It's one night to save lives. Tune in Saturday, August 19th at 8, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. For more ways to watch, visit standuptocancer.org.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Fox News Rewind Financial Crisis 08.
This is an extraordinary period for America's economy.
A look back at the biggest financial crisis since the Great Depression.
The market is not functioning properly.
And the events leading up to it from the people who were there.
You started to see the Dow plunge in synchronicity with the vote on the House floor.
Subscribe now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Never, ever 100% trust Wall Street.
New from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for season three of my limited time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay. I'll chat with guests who have had major career or life pivots and people who have persevered and are leaving a trail of inspiration for all of us to follow. Of course, we'll have some laughs along the way. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts. I'm Dana Perino, and everything will be okay.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
He's practically a doctor. His name is Jimmy Fallon. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Kennedy sitting in. for Brian Kilmeade. Jimmy, is it true that you are the one who's giving Hunter Biden his legal advice?
You'd be in better shape if I was.
I think you're right.
When you think of how many run-ins I've had with the court system, just dating back, getting past my gambling years, because a lot of that was under an alias or you know what I mean? But if you
what was your alias?
Just about, we'll get there. Okay, this is a much bigger radio show than mine. I speak a lot more freely on my show because it has about a tenth of the audience of Kilmeade's. I'll tell you anything on my show. If you guys want to tune into Fox Across America from noon to 3, you know, if radio shows are boats, okay?
Yep.
Kilmeade is like a Viking cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the inflatable raft from Captain Phillips. I'm just a Somali pirate. I am the captain now from 12 to 3. But right now we're on Kilmeade's show. So here's the thing. I did have a lot of run-ins in court and beat. As a cab driver, I beat a lot of tickets, a lot of traffic tickets, a lot of parking tickets. So maybe he would take some advice from me. But what's very interesting about this, I think anyway, at a street level of analysis, is the fact that his attorneys pulled a little chicanery last night, made like a prank call.
Yeah, like, oh, hi, we're calling from the judge, and the judge said, you have to take your thing down. You're like, oh, God, the judge is calling. Well, this is official. This is one of the branches of government that's not us. Take it down right now, guys.
What's next? Are they going to send their kids in there stacked on top of each other in a trench coat to look like an adult? Like it's a cartoon? There's four children, and one of them is wearing glasses and a hat at the top of this pile. Come on, Biden legal team, a scam. But you know what? Up until now, you've seen the actions of somebody who knew the fix was in.
Yeah.
Now they're a little concerned. I mean, you don't start making prank phone calls because you think we're on autopilot the rest of the way. That's a weird Hail Mary.
I hope the judge takes the plea deal away.
Oh, wouldn't it be great?
I think we've learned too much just in the last couple weeks about what was really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And not only the happening, but the intention behind it.
One, and two, the two biggest problems facing our country right now is we have no collective buy-in to the integrity of anything. The last two parties to lose a major presidential election claimed it was stolen. You can call what Trump did the big lie, but how do you differentiate that from what the Democrats did?
Hillary did the exact same thing. And by the way, the Biden team was prepared with an army of lawyers to contest the election results if they in fact lost.
Yes. So it would really benefit America if we had an investigation legitimately into election integrity, just the same as an investigation into the Bidens at this point. If in fact it cleared them, so be it. That would be a win for all of us.
Did Democrats ever have an issue with electronic voting?
Oh, we do play a montage on my show. It's a minute and 50 seconds long. It ends with Kamala Harris saying the election machines were so hackable, she held a demonstration for her team just to show them how easy it was. Like, come on, dude. But that's, you know, the double standard
so
we're living in.
She was Sidney Powell before.
Kamala was releasing crack, and Sidney was just a throwback Thursday Kamala, when you really boil it down.
Yeah. Where the hell do we go from here? I mean, where do we go with the Bidens? Like, the Hunter problem doesn't go away. Guys like that, and Jimmy, you've known some dirtbags.
Oh.
They don't. They may follow the rules. They may put on a suit. They may be polite for a moment, but they cannot. The appetites outweigh the decency.
Yeah, and there's no question there. These are problematic people. The other issue is too. The Republicans, with the power of impeachment, the majority in the House, aren't going to let it go away, and they shouldn't let it go away. But back to your point of knowing dirtbags. Yes, I do. And I'm even willing to hang out with them when they're guest hosting the Brian Kilmeade show. That's the nice thing about me. It's not like I know dirtbag. I shun them. Like, I embrace them. I am the Garth Brooks of cable news. I have friends in low places.
Yeah. So low, he was thinking about having a telethon for me. That's a real friend. Please listen to Jimmy Failla, Fox Across America, Fox News Radio, noon to 3 in the East, 9 to noon in the West. Jimmy Failla, Laughs and Liberty, going to Henderson, Nevada next month.
See you there.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now.
Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.